Avalon did it all on her own. She didn't even tell me she was making them, so.
I love them. They're great.
All right, let's see. We're at the top of the round right now.
13,
yeah. Round 13.
Yeah.
Holy crap.
Well, we did a bunch of rounds. We were waiting for them to shoot.
So
that's like the first 9 rounds for them shooting at us. Mm. And then 6 is when I...
How long does Hush's Hideous Laughter
I believe that lasts a minute. It's 1 minute, and I casted it at 11. I think it's been 2 or 3 rounds he's been down.
Is that G or V or what are those marks?
The Bina should cast extra HP for him. And
okay.
When it goes back to there.
Okay.
Yeah, should be just good enough.
So
I gave you 2 of those because you copied it. Remember?
Oh, I copied the
music.
Oh, you copied one for yourself?
I copied the music.
I got
a music pass.
Fine then, I'll take that back.
Because the grandma has music.
Do you like the back of it?
I do. I really do.
Because they both have a music pass.
Yeah, a performer.
A license.
Performer
to
license.
Performance. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Alright, I'm just going to crossbow the one with wearing my hat.
Wearing your hat?
If all I get from this battle is that hat, I'd be happy.
Where are you at?
I'm right here.
I don't know if it's going to fit with all your hair, though.
You pop out and pop back.
Oh, I've got my bag that I can squeeze it into.
I just wanted to make sure
you had
some
fit on your head.
Oh.
Yeah, that's okay. I just want it for decoration. Okay, so I'm going to go past Tana and shoot at the guy wearing my hat.
Okay. Get him in the head.
I got fucking 5.
What are you
Where's my
plus
4? And would a 9 hit it?
No.
Okay, I'm gonna do a reroll. Reroll. Okay, 19.
That's it.
Woohoo! All right, and then my
DA.
5.
Plus.
Oh, it's 3 plus 2, so it's a 5.
Oh.
I agree though. Good try to check.
Okay. Thank you for keeping me on my toes. Mm-hmm. Oh, non-leader. Hey, I'm not calling you the leader because I know you don't want to be.
Best leaders are those
that
have it thrust upon them. We know that.
Mm-hmm. Who's up?
Although
Don Snow is
still
not going to
get there in front.
I'm going to heal myself because I am really hurting right now. Five plus 4 plus 2. 11. Oh, I really needed that. my bonus action. Did I already give you inspiration, Lovin? I don't know if I did.
I don't think you did.
You did.
I'm gonna look at
I think I used it.
Okay, I'm gonna look at you and see. You're so inspiring, leader. And then I'm gonna inspire
hatred.
I'm gonna inspire you, and that's my turn.
You inspired loathing.
How many inspirations can you give out at one time?
All right, I can have. I don't think there's a limit to how many I can give out, but they only last 10 minutes.
Okay.
They only last 10 minutes, and I can only have 3 right now, and I've already used 2. All right.
Lovin.
On my turn?
Yep.
Stab the guy behind me.
Which one?
The guy behind me, the yellow dude.
The one with the hat.
The one with the helmet?
Yeah.
Okay.
We want his hat. By any means necessary.
You get me his hat, I'll call us even.
19.
He runs away from the battle, and then, like, the whole session is us chasing after his
Is that the trans pink or the silver?
Pink.
Pink.
Yeah.
Yes.
8 damage.
8 damage.
It's magenta.
Ooh, yeah.
Need more of that. Alright. Soon my inspiration, you can use it for damage and for AC as well.
Is that your turn?
Yeah.
Monster 3.
Monster 3. Okay.
Now is when the bad stuff happens.
No! So, that's the monsters, the guys with the helmets.
Sneak attack goes up.
Oh, yeah. Is it a D8 now or something?
No,
Heron
D6.
And misses, ooh. And he rushes up to Tana.
Is he going to swing? Well, attack of opportunity?
Yeah, wasn't he behind us?
Yeah, behind both of them.
Yeah, well, I guess that would be... He was. You guys kind of moved past him. And you moved up to engage these guys, and he ended up off to the side.
He
moved forward.
He moved from here to here.
From here. Who was he engaged? Because he was turned. I had him turned this way.
So I just turned around.
Oh, you were. That's right. You
were
attacking.
Yeah, I turned around. I just swung at him.
That means you were attacking him.
At the very least, he does.
Yeah.
So he would have engaged with you. It was. At this point, my look was you were engaging with the guys in front of you from the battlefield, but that makes more sense. So he'll swing at you. Misses.
Okay. Die on
us. Next.
Monster 4.
Monster 4.
What does the troll have to do with Hideous Laughter?
Wisdom saving throw at the end of his turn. DC 13.
That's convenient at the end of
his turn. I know, at the end of his turn, right? So even if he succeeds, we see him getting up to come bash our faces.
He did can't do it.
Hopefully he's still on the ground laughing.
Come on, Nat 1! Come on, Nat 1!
Yeah, he suffocates in his sleep.
Yes. Hey, it's only 3 off. Fuck hey, yeah. Hey.
Monster 1.
Monster! Let's see, which ones do we have there? Got 4 of those still standing. Clear, gray, yellow, trans green. Clear.
You okay?
Some of my dreams.
What's that?
Some of my drink with my nose.
You don't drink with your nose, silly person.
Napkin, handkerchief, whatever. They go in a big pile and get bleached. I cannot stand paper napkins on my stubble. Or just having them come apart in my hands.
Might as well be trying to clean a brush with them.
Right! So it's like I just have this big pile of cotton cloths, and you just use one, and off it goes in the wash. Mm. And like, yeah. You grab them for any damn thing, right? Oh, I spilled ink. Okay, you know. All right, so... Who's the targets? Well, let's... Let's pick our targets here.
God, there are a lot of those little bastards, aren't there?
Yeah, that comes out even.
You
already squished some. I just took the bodies away. Let's see, I got blue. Oh, that works. Purple. Miss. One of them hits you, the crossbow bolt.
16 AC hit me?
Yeah.
Alright.
The rest, well, 1 out of 4 hit. With
oh,
both
no,
of
no, no worries, no worries.
Yeah.
Reroll that. I'm not gonna reroll that.
Nope. Wow.
And it hits you for 7.
Ogre is no longer on the ground.
Oh!
Yeah.
Fuck!
For 7. Okay.
Yep.
I don't have high AC yet. I can just get hit.
Yeah, you rushed up in the middle of the battle.
He's learning.
I'm learning, yeah. I gotta learn how to be a frontliner, you know?
Alright, next.
Monster 2.
Monster 2.
Did you see that meme?
But just be glad he got hit after Monster 4's turn.
Have you seen the new Mad Max?
Yeah.
Right?
No. You have
Monster 4 would have had a turn.
I gotta find this and show
Monster,
you.
Which one's up?
Monster 2.
2.
All right.
I mean, I put him out of the combat for a few turns, and I mean, the worst case scenario, I can cast it again, but who's to say it's even going to work again? And plus, I might need those for other things.
Wait a minute, where did those guys go? Oh, he must have just lost his crossbow. All right.
Miss. Two. Miss, miss. And... Now, you're still engaging with this guy here. Yeah, with him. Two. No, that doesn't hit. This guy jumps up on top of the debris. The debris that's not locked down.
There's a conga line waiting to come pick up us.
He can't really do much of anything.
Right, yeah.
Yeah. I love that
Did
one.
Did you use it?
Yeah.
That's one of the best characters.
Oh, God, yeah. The freaking imagery of that one.
Oh, Fury Road.
That was probably the most memorable part of that movie, was the guitarist in the front of that truck.
You fall off the rocks, make an athletics check.
So, okay, Willie, you stack there, so we don't have to worry about getting hit.
One against
no.
Two. He falls down.
Nat one.
Stab him low.
Come on.
Right. Nat about the yellow dude.
Yeah, I'm kind of with you here.
And lots of them swing at you, and all of them miss you.
Good, because I can't take much hits.
See, this guy's scrambling up over that, but he's not going to make it. Let's fix a little of this debris. The gods move around a little of the debris on the battlefield.
There's an earthquake and rocks shift.
Oh, that's just the big guy waking up.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, there you go.
Could be.
Oh. I really cannot take five guys at once.
You realize we're outnumbered like 5-1.
So,
pointing that out.
I mean, keep missing people for these combats, too.
Battle plan. Should I come in and do another Thunder Wave? Knock them back?
Well, they would all have to do the roll so that they get in it.
Well, the guys who are weak.
A Thunder Wave sweeps out from you. Each creature in 15-foot cube originating from you must take Constitution saving throw on a failed soul. Failed save, a creature takes 2d8 damage and is pushed 10 feet away from you. On a successful save, the creature takes half as much damage and isn't pushed.
Yeah, so they would be hit because they're in.
They're going to be hit regardless, but if I get close to those rocks, they're still going to push back.
To Mrs. Perrin. Okay, next.
Aaron.
Retreat! Get back to the hallway!
Now
you saw him.
Hadn't thought of it till now! As he sees these guys getting up on the rocks to move forward more. What's that?
The ogre's getting up too.
Yeah. Well, on his turn. So let's see. He's sweep across in front of him. One hit.
He says retreat, and yet he's not retreating! Perrin?
But because he's the meat shield, isn't he?
Madman.
Should he be the one running? Oh, yeah, right. He should run away and leave you there, right?
It's not like we're paying him.
And this guy goes down.
Woohoo, we've got one.
Yeah, that's one down. And 15 more to go.
Perrin moves back to the door. Safely.
And then it's Lily.
Lily Knackle?
Lily! Ah, that's problematic.
She has a crossbow, should be.
Make an attack roll and just fall back, I guess.
Where is she? She's in the hallway?
She's in the hallway. Give her an attack roll, like, whatever range weapon she was using. Yeah.
She has a crossbow, so.
Probably has, like, a plus one.
Well,
so 14.
Proficiency bonus. So
well, hang on. I've got her old character sheet up.
At bare minimum, 17. Mm-hmm.
Okay, we just gotta find out what her dexterity is, and then we can add that. So it's 14. So far, that's 16.
Yeah, so if 16 hits, we don't have to worry much about it. Her dex. It would add a point or two to damage. I think it's a plus one, though.
I thought she had at least a one in dex.
Yeah.
Yeah, find out her.
Should we find out try to fight him in the rooms or fight
who's
him?
She shooting at?
Find him outside.
The person with the crown.
The person with the crown, because he's the one blocking
your
guys' way to get out.
He's the one with the cool crown.
Do you want me to try and come forward and do a thunder wave to try and push people back? Because at least maybe we might get out of the way.
We need to get that guy out of the way, pretty much, is what our main thing is right now. Because at least if we get him out of the way, we can retreat.
I can focus on him then.
I can disengage and not die.
How would I throw my dagger?
You throw it.
What would I
failed my constitution saving throw while passing by the food.
Okay, what's her dex?
There's no willpower. There has to be a willpower.
Dex is 2. She's okay, got plus so 2 to it.
Alright, so 16.
When you said that, it was like, my first thought was, she has a dexterity of 2.
No.
We're
going
18.
Just 18.
A little
hit,
higher.
Hit transparent pink.
Yes.
Okay, then she rolls a 1d8. Plus 2.
Plus 2.
A 5 to trans pink.
Okay.
Is he bloodied yet?
No.
Yeah.
Ooh. If that's Liz's turn, then it's Tina.
Tana.
Tana.
Help us, Tana!
You're our only hope.
Tana looks around. Who's bloody?
Not
full.
Me.
Full.
I'm not full, but I'm a little hurt, but...
Yeah,
nobody's below half.
No. Right. I've got 8 on top of my normal hit points.
Is Perrin below half at all?
Actually, yeah, he is.
Don't die, Perrin.
Tana casts a healing spell at Perrin. Does it a little bit.
Anything else for Tana?
And.
Well, she kind of pushes people back and moves out of the door a little ways after hearing Perrin. Enough space to where.
Oh, yeah, Lily Knuckle is supposed to fall back.
What the hell is that?
Back here somewhere.
I wanted to bring it away. I gotta figure. See, what I think I'm gonna start doing is making little pieces of debris on pads. And then when the fight starts, you just take that whole chunk out.
Yeah.
Instead of pulling out all these little bitty bits.
Which look great, but God, they're a pain in the ass. Mm-hmm.
All right. If that is your turn, then it's my turn. I'm going to...
Do you want to tag team that together?
Go up to Thunderbolt, Power Thunderwave?
Mm-hmm.
I was going to focus more on...
You're good.
Getting the skull guy out of the way.
Okay.
So yeah, I'm going to shoot my crossbow at the skull guy.
Which one?
Pink. Transparent pink. And 16.
Hit.
Love that one.
2 damage.
Gave him a tickle.
And then I back him some. And on my turn, he,
So, I think I'm going to use my extra spell slot. Ray of Sickness. The Ray of Sickness, greenish green, lashes out towards a creature within range. Mm-hmm. Make a ranged spell attack against the target. On a hit, the target takes 2d8 poison damage and must make a constitution saving throw. On a failed save, it also is poisoned until the end of your next turn.
Okay, so you roll a dice and then you add five to it.
Okay, which targets?
Crown die.
Okay. Transparent pink.
Transparent pink. Oh, yeah, 23.
No. Yeah, that's it.
Okay, and then 2d8. 11!
He's not looking so good.
Con save? Right?
Oh, constitution saving throw?
What does poison do?
Did you do a
constitution save?
Two! Yes! He's poisoned until the end of my next turn.
He vomits all over the floor profusely.
Okay, then is that your turn? Or
and I am out of spell slots.
Just down.
But we at least got him.
So, if everyone gets out of the way, I can do Thunderwave and knock them all back with my last spell slot. That way we don't have to worry about them.
Can I do an acrobatics check to flip over Lobin?
Ooh, disadvantage on attack rolls and ability checks. That's the poison
I want to disengage to get away from all the guys and then, like, do a flip over Lobin and get to the door. Can I try to flip over or at least get around him?
I am small.
You can get past him. You're trying to disengage from everybody around you.
Mostly these three. If I take a hit from him, I take a hit from him.
Yeah.
On another note, he does have disadvantage.
Uh-huh.
Because I'd be moving into his combat range.
He'd be the only one that'd be able to get a hit at you. But you'd be able to get back to the door without worrying about who you're going past.
I'm going
to
do that. I will
action. The figures look bigger than they are because it's a 5-foot base.
Right, right. I'll action disengage, go around Lobin, and he will get an attack at least right there at me.
Nope.
All right. Yeah, I'm going to run away, so... I'll wait right behind her.
Is that your turn?
Yeah.
Lobin.
Oh, come on, Lobin. Come on, the little guy.
Disengage is a bonus action. And then stab dude. Stab the pink guy. Try to, at least.
Okay.
20-something to hit.
Yeah.
He ran away. For 8 damage.
8 damage. Okay.
And then... There's 1, 2...
I will be back, hopefully I'm not dead when I
Well, that's...
Yeah, you haven't gotten to the lava yet.
Monster 3.
Yeah, he ain't gonna make a lava tile if he doesn't plan on using
just,
it.
Well, I mean, I made that just for Jeffrey.
So next weekend.
We can see it eventually. Alright, next.
Monster 3.
Yay, Magthrum's mission is almost done.
Yep.
It is next
Monster
time.
3 is badly hurt and retreats.
Don't go too far with my helmet. I'll be back.
What was that? Is that grease or something?
Yeah.
Is that still there?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
I
don't even think it's
concentration.
Think about it. It's only when it ends. Close enough. What's that?
Karen just tear his hat off.
And neither one of the guys with the hats are down. They're both up.
They just tear his hat off as he's walking away.
You'd have to grapple them. But Perrin doesn't seem to really care about their hat too much. Ooh. Perrin gets hit.
There's 15 of them total.
What's that?
I was just counting how many enemies.
Yeah.
They're all kind of hurt. Well, a lot of them are kind of hurt.
I mean, we can take this into the hallway, but...
Yeah, you're well, right, there are 15, aren't there?
So, once Perrin gets out, Azra still has her last spell slot, she might be able to do the Thunder Wave.
Yeah, and we're right next to each other, so if I wait till you, till your turn, we both can go up and use it.
I don't have a spell slot left. You don't? Unless I miscounted and I still had that one, but I'm pretty sure that I don't. I'm pretty sure that I used.
You used the dagger one, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You may want to... No, never mind.
As I listen to my Jiminy Cricket inside my subconscious, I listen very hard to try and hear what my Jiminy Cricket is telling me.
If they're as angry as we think, they're going to charge the door. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So wait till they charge the door.
And then I could do something.
Then more of them will be there.
Okay. Jiminy Cricket, you've never failed me.
We on Monster 4 that now?
That also help us run.
It's going to be Azra to do the Thunder Wave. Because...
We were on Monster 3. Who's after Monster 3?
Monster 4.
Monster 4 gets up.
He is pissed.
Or he's happy.
Maybe he's happy. Maybe he enjoyed his little laughter and he's going to come...
Tears
and...
are falling down his face from all the laughter.
He's going to come and give us all a hand. That's...
He's
going to... give you a hand, all right.
Yeah. Not wanting to stay in his hand.
No, keeps wanting to be disarmed, but not through any fault of his own. I'll figure something out later.
Well, actually, was he prone from laughing, or just flipping over to show?
No, he's prone.
The guys for us.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah! He'll, like, thrash him across the room out of the way as he comes towards us.
Maybe he'll hit the main guy and his helmet will just happen to roll into the room where we are.
Oh, yes! Then make sure we grab it for me.
Yeah.
I just love the optimism that movies give us about tactical situations.
I know, right? Like, it's totally gonna work.
Okay.
So he gets up and roars and then charges across the debris, shoving this guy out of the way toward Perrin.
Back! Run, Perrin!
Does it look like he'd fit through the doorway that we're all running
through? Oh, hell no.
No one shake the table.
Does he whack Perrin?
No, he doesn't hit Perrin.
Ooh, lucky dog.
It's not a nat one, but it sure as hell ain't fab.
Alright, next. It's probably one of the other
monster one.
Monsters.
Monster one.
Monsters. Okay. So he stands back up.
Oh, nobody saw me fall over. Right. All his friends are making fun of me.
Oh, so pretty much parents left in the room. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Oh, there. I was wondering where those went.
Ooh, nat one.
Yep. Hit. So it's from the blue, so him. Okay. So
Perrin gets hit once.
Hopefully he's still up and moving.
Yep, still moving. Next.
Monster two. Yeah, we got all the monsters together and all the good guys together.
To him. He slips in the grease. He rushes up as well. And he's hitting. Here he goes. Do anything. Okay, next.
Perrin.
Perrin. parent disengages back through the doorway to here and tries to pull the other half of the door shut as he goes.
So I was
going to
say, somebody close the door! After that is Lily Knackle.
If there's anything Lily could do in that situation in the first place.
Does Lily have any defensive spells?
No.
Grease. She could cast grease on the hallway if she really...
And make our own guys fall down.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Maybe a little later.
Maybe she retreats further?
I imagine so.
Yeah, I'll just pull her back. 10, 20, 30. I think she has 35 because she's elven, right?
No, she's a gnome.
That
would
be on her character sheet.
No.
She's got 25.
I keep forgetting to check that.
25?
Okay. 25 then.
Unless you take...
Sorry, short 10, little legs.
Yeah, 25.
Unless she sprints, right? Wouldn't that give her more?
Yeah.
All right, I'll have her dash and just get around the corner so she doesn't die.
Tana.
Well, Tana, this is going well.
Come on, Tana. Teach them about your nonviolent ways. Tell them violence is not the answer.
Ask them all to die for us. Maybe that'll work. We'll slowly pick them off. We'll get back around. We'll be here for the next 4 days if we have to.
Yeah.
So go in, we'll kill one person, and we'll leave. And we'll just slowly pick them off.
I think only have two spell slots left, because I have sorcery points, and I can purchase another spell slot.
Do it, Azra. Save us. Just please don't cast Fireball on yourself while we're all in this hallway.
We hold the door while you all take a short rest.
Yeah.
I have a question for the DM.
Panic rain and call it Fred.
If I give my spell blade to Azra, would it then give her a spell slot for the day?
Maybe, but you have a feeling that won't work.
Okay.
Is Azra has spell slots too?
No, but...
How many you got left?
I have one left and I can purchase another one with my sorcery points.
But I have to go shortly. I hope I'm trying to...
Right.
Tana heals Perrin as Perrin runs past.
And she's trying to hold on to the door. Alright, next.
Azra.
I feel like I should go into the doorway and use Thunder Wave. That way I could knock them all back.
Maybe just run.
Yeah.
Just run?
Just run.
Alright.
Yeah, listen to the leader.
Yeah, exactly.
Non-leader.
And when I do dash
hop... I know that you hate that, but you seem to do it so damned well.
When
right?
I use dash hop, what's going to move?
Twice your movement speed.
It's just our Jiminy Cricket whispering.
People don't look to the jester for good advice.
You know?
That's my turn. See ya.
I follow behind.
Dash?
Dash. Get me out.
Okay, and then you have 32. Because
she's not a wild elf.
Okay, and then if it's your turn, Grim.
Pretty much run, I guess. 5, 10, 15, 20. That's as far as I can go. That's my turn.
Lovin.
Woohoo! Scurry those little legs, Lovin! Scurry, scurry!
Dash and dash as a bonus action. So wherever 90 takes me.
Yeah, right. Like to the next table. All right, next.
I don't use that
all the monsters.
Hey, but when it's needed, it's needed.
Yeah.
Okay, so you hear a lot of rattling and crashing and clanging and this huge loud roar. And what you see is this crashing and splintering as both of them go flying back down the hallway. And pretty much debris there.
It looks really good from this point.
That's a grim light. That's all the monsters.
So that was ogre.
That was the full monster.
Okay, then it's Perrin. So.
Perrin gets up
and tries to get up Tana, who's not moving, and then rushes toward you and grabs your arm. Seems half to fight it up. You get about here.
With Tana?
No, without Tana.
Okay, then it's Lily.
Perrin's not looking so good either.
Yeah, I imagine not. Imagine not. Lily Knackle, I guess I'll just pull her out of the combat. Okay,
Tana?
Yeah.
Is she moving?
No.
She is not.
Alright. It's my turn.
Oh no.
Yeah, I'm
going
to dash.
I got her. Don't worry about it.
Well, Perrin is grabbing you and pulling you back.
When Perrin goes past you, he tells you she's dead.
Oh, is she?
Yeah, because obviously you lock eyes with him wondering why he's coming without her, and it's because she's not.
She's done-ski.
She's down.
Not even a large healing jar.
I mean...
Well, we shouldn't just leave her body here, you think?
No. We asked her to come. That's... We shouldn't just leave her.
Somebody's going to need to help me carry her. I can't.
Yeah, I'll go over and help. So I'll be right here.
She's down, and I can't carry her the whole way. I've got really slow movement.
Okay. So you go...
Watching
what happens, and you squeeze past Perrin and Grimm, telling Grimm to come help you carry Tana out of the hallway. To which Perrin kind of rolls his eyes and is like, you know.
Yeah, I know. It's not a... Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
After Azra's Thea... You can do anything to slow him down. Now would be a great time.
Oh, with my whole cantrips that I can do.
Do mine or illusion.
Maybe Lily can run
do
up.
Do mine or illusion and then make an illusion of them so they can attack that. Make an illusion of person.
Yeah, make like a wood block or something. It takes up like half the hallway. Just to, you know, so they can't see us while we're dying.
Did you get up? How far did you get?
When you get up to her, you notice there's a piece of wood from the door that has gone right through her right eye socket and is sticking out the back of her skull.
She looks wonderful. She's fine.
That you... could not have seen in the debris and the dust and the garbage that the parent picked up as he walked past.
I yell down the hall... And tell Azra, it's not worth it. Get back out. And then, would I have enough movement to run down there and try and grab her to pull Azra back?
Well, what's your full movement? Dash.
30.
We've already got 60. Three. We got a lot of people in the hallway already. It might be a little difficult. I mean, I'm closer. I can.
One person could get past Perrin and you in the hallway without any trouble. So as long as you're not trying to go like two abreast, it's not very difficult.
Okay.
And it's not like you're trying to block them from getting past you either.
5, 10, 15.
You run past me, I'm going to say, stop, 20, we got this.
25, 30.
You see what's down with Tana now.
Yeah. It's no use. We have to go.
Do you let her drag her or not? It's up to your character.
I'm not letting her drag me. I'm going to get her.
What's your health?
your glass.
Okay.
Let her play her character.
Okay.
My turn? Well, I'm going to run past you, and I'm going to actually just grab her, and with Azra's help, we're going to drag her as far as we can. Let's see, I was here.
Can I join in just to try and get him out?
Three people in the hallway could fit, yeah, so, but...
I grab a piece of clothing and just wrench to try and...
So what, movement is half speed, right? And you didn't use your full movement to get up to her either, right?
No, I did, but I will be my turn after.
Oh, okay, so you...
So it's...
Yeah, you used your full movement. I used 15 of it to get there. I can drag her at half speed. If I use my action, I can dash and double my movement speed, so I can pull her.
Well, okay, let's give her a base weight of 110 pounds.
Okay.
So, that you should be able to think of that on what your strength is on your sheet, if you filled in.
Can.
What you can carry or drag.
I think you can drag, is it push or drag 5 times your thing? I won't be able to
you
pick
don't
her
have
up
those numbers
carry.
Filled in on your sheet. Young lady.
I was having difficulty
I didn't.
Over the last 2 weeks, yeah. Last
I didn't
week.
Know 4 weeks.
Either. Oh, wow.
I didn't.
Oh, my God.
I wrote it down on this, but...
Me, so that's
see,
my bad.
That's even worse.
What?
Hey, I picked out my weight and height and stuff like that.
176.
Well, wait a minute. The one thing you've got filled in on that sheet is like max load at 300, right? 330.
Yeah.
That's
what's your
how much
strength?
I can...
You can push, drag, or lift 11. The weight
11,
twice
so.
Your carrying capacity, or 30 times your strength core.
Yeah.
While pushing in excess of your carrying capacity, your speed drops to 5 feet. Okay, so I can push, pull. I can pull her.
So two of you would have no trouble pulling her out of the hallway.
Right.
Actually, damn near.
If I were to do it alone, I'm pulling her 5 squares at a time. Mm-hmm. That's why I need you down there to help me. So if I do that and then use my action, like as a dash or pull or whatever, how far do you reckon I can get her? I used about half my movement to get up to her.
Oh.
Well, you've got somebody else helping you, right?
Mm-hmm.
We're kind of... Who's doing...
It was Azra assisting me, and
right.
Thea wanted to get in.
How
way,
much
so.
Movement did you have left?
Man, how long are we at? 5, 10, 15,
20, 25, 30, 35, 40,
45. So you dashed back down the hallway.
Yeah, I dashed.
So, yeah, you'd have to wait to your next turn to get any more movement out of it. Grim, you can... Are you trying to actually, like, pick her up?
I'm trying to pull her.
Because I think you... What's your strength?
I only did 30.
I have 10 strength.
Yeah.
So 30 times 10 would be 300.
Right, and what are you carrying?
Right now I'm carrying 68 pounds
right.
of gear.
So if you could have, you'd have no trouble picking her up and carrying her out.
Oh, I can pick her up?
Yeah. I mean, what will...
Oh.
It's under your max load to add 110 pounds,
oh,
right?
Oh, well, you're right. It is, yeah.
I said she's 110 pounds. You figure it out. Oh.
All right. I guess I can pick up this woman. I had no idea I was that strong. Grin, the mild-mannered... Hard by day, strong man by night. I can only pull her about 15 feet.
Well, carrying, not dragging.
Or carrying. I can carry.
You've only got 15 feet left to
carry. Yeah.
Heavy encumbrance? Or?
Oh, yeah. Your encumbrance drops to my... So I get even less than that. If I use a bonus, if I use my regular action to dash, does that... Can I just pull her a bit further? Like, does Dash worry about me carrying stuff, you know?
I don't know. It's a good question.
It does actually count. It specifically says on your Dash.
We'll have to read this up.
Something.
Dash.
We have it to you guys to do something that doesn't get done.
I know, right? We're trying to save a
corpse.
We got to give her a proper burial. She died by us. I mean...
Yeah, so just whatever your movement is... At the time, it just doubles it.
Okay, so I had 15 feet, so we'll just say it's minus 5 because I'm dragging. Or
no,
whatever.
You're not dragging.
Carrying.
Oh, I'm carrying. Okay.
But you're within your same...
But I'm in heavy encumbrance, so heavy encumbrance, you move down to, I think it's...
What's your medium?
Medium encumbrance, I get 28 movement
right,
speed.
But what's your medium weight?
What can you carry and be at medium?
50 pounds.
Only 50?
Yeah. That you did the advanced one.
I didn't realize there was such a difference between medium and heavy.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that's why a lot of us dump torches and other things in character creation.
That's why I wanted to grab the light spell, because carrying all that crap is just way too heavy. So where does it say about dash? So
dash doubles
movement,
your
190.
Movement.
Okay.
And it doesn't say that it changes based on what your current, what your encumbered movement is. Though.
No, just whatever your modified movement is. So if you have modified by encumbrance.
Hold on.
Then you get twice that much, so you
action.
Get 30.
When you take the dash action, you gain extra movement for the current turn. The increase equals your speed after applying any modifiers. There you go, you're right.
So I had to move 10 feet to get to her.
Right, so you had 20 left.
I had 20 left.
It wouldn't matter how much you have left.
Okay.
The increase equals your speed, not your remaining speed.
Okay,
so
okay.
You had 30 total, right?
I had 20 total because I'm encumbered.
20 total. And then you pick her up, and you're heavily encumbered, and that changes to what? What does your speed become at that point?
76 was the page for heavy. I don't know. I know light encumbrance. I don't know heavy encumbrance. Heavily encumbered, your speed drops by 20 feet, and I have disadvantage on ability checks. So when I grab her, it goes to 10.
It goes to 10.
So you dash for 20.
You double that, you dash for 20.
Dash for 20. Okay, so she was here. So 5, 10, 15, 20 of her.
Right.
Aaron was there, you were there, and you were there. Okay. That's my turn.
And logically, somebody seeing you carrying her could then assist you, or like take her from you or something like
right,
that.
Right, yeah.
You're not like stuck there in time.
Okay, yeah. So you can take her off of my hands and get her out of here.
Yeah, I definitely can.
We can at least give her a burial and strip the corpse, you know.
Strip the corpse.
We don't leave her the clothes.
I love how Brian's head cut back a turn when you heard that. That was just
hey, that bead she had was pretty cool. I want that. I
like how the bard is the one that says strip the corpse,
it.
But the rogue is the one that's kind of like, huh? What? You know that that's. That's not normal.
Yeah. Have you seen a naked woman before?
Love it, it's your turn.
There's a difference between like looting the body and hey, I want to see it naked. I'm just saying that's where that split happens.
I have to check under the breasts for hidden objects.
I like money because that's where a lot of it gets. Put
yeah, it's
on.
A corpse.
It gets lost in there, okay?
It's a corpse.
And
you guys,
placed.
It's a dead body. Let's get off this pop. It's only 100
hey.
It's a no hay.
Hey now. You can't dish other people's hobbies.
I can if it's illegal in the state.
There will
United
be no
States.
Necrophilia in my D&D.
Yeah, no, let's avoid that. Yeah.
Okay.
Anyway, Lobin, you're up. No necrophilia. Go.
I hate doing this. So, back into the damn hallway.
You wouldn't have gone that far off the map, probably.
Yeah, probably. I would have been like right here.
We just generally threw people back there.
So dash in, bonus action to dash to get up to here and just politely say, you're going to kill the living to save the dead. At what point does your honor overweigh, at what point is your honor to save the dead and not save the living?
I love how in the middle of this rough running battle of explosions in the hallway, you come up and you play Socrates.
Yeah. He comes back into
so
the fight.
I'm
going to
hold the door. You move. If I die, it's on you.
Uh-oh. And if that's your turn, then it's the monsters.
I only needed one person to help me. I probably could have even had Perrin help me.
I think the only reason everybody cares is it's the chick.
Maybe.
Oh, God.
Hang on. No violence chick as well.
Yeah, right?
I'm the one, because we asked her to come, and we let her make...
I mean, yeah, that as well.
Well, in the next life, lesson learned.
So...
Does no violence live, too?
I'm over on time already.
Sorry.
So, I'm gonna take out, since we're in theory, just running down the hall. I have no spell slots left.
So do you just want us to run?
You can just have your daughter
run
you.
So I've got my cantrips, all my shit here.
So you want me to run?
Preferably, I'd like to not die.
So I'll
make sure you don't die.
Yeah, when in doubt, listen to my Jiminy Cricket.
Okay.
I'm sorry that I can't stay the whole time, guys.
Don't worry. You gotta do what you gotta do.
Yep.
Mommy duties, you know.
Alright,
what
to the monsters then?
Yeah. Yeah, and then I'm taking off. Abby will roll for me. Jiminy Cricket, when in doubt. You know. Alright, thank you guys.
So let's see. You hear yelling and banging and pounding and things like that. And there's another big crash right at the doorway. And part of the ceiling collapses. And debris falls
in. There you go.
Okay, so then we need to get out fast and eat something.
Perrin is up.
Perrin sighs, runs past you, easily grabs Tana from you, and exits. And is about 2 squares further.
Okay.
And in the process yells, "Come on!"
Okay, then
Lily Knackle is already with them.
Tana
is Dunsky. Okay. Azra is a good time to run.
Okay, so I'm going to grab Lobin and drag him back.
I will actively resist.
You can run. Just run past
no priority,
him.
Run.
Get out of here.
Then I'll die. 5, 10, 15, 20, 30, 35, 40, 50, 60.
Easy. After Azra is Thea.
And
Thea
then
runs.
She's gonna dash. I'm just gonna
say,
yeah, pretty much everybody gets off.
Okay, have you seen
10, 20, 30, 40, I
The Holy Grail?
Yeah.
Money 5,000 the Holy Grail. Mm-hmm. Run away!
Loving.
And running.
Just the rabbit.
Right. One rabbit stew coming right up.
And he walks up and he just rips his neck off. And he just like falls in half. Yeah.
Story about that, right? So in Asheron's Call, they put a little white rabbit in this cave that kicked ass, right? Nobody could beat it. And then they finally figured out the trick on how to kill it. You know, it was almost more like they found a flaw in its pathing. And there was this chat where somebody kept saying, "Make the rabbit stronger," to the devs. And one of the devs said, "This idiot wants us to make it more powerful." Okay. So normally if you walked up to it, it would just kill you and that would be the end of it. One shot, you're down, right? They made it so it attacked, but then it found another target. And there's this picture of this city where the rabbit is. And there's like corpses as far as you can see in this video game. There's probably 3,000 corpses on the ground. It just exterminated everything.
Oh god, it's loose!
Right.
The only event I remember like that was it in World of Warcraft? They had something similar happen, not with the animal, but with the virus.
It was the Blood Plague.
Yeah, the Blood Plague.
So in World of Warcraft, you got a spell on you in Zul'Gurub in the raid, and you could transfer it to other players. And so it was figuring that you had to run away so you didn't give it to other people in your raid. Well, somebody realized that they went back to town.
Just give
went
it to
with
everybody
them.
In town.
That
yeah.
would slaughter people in town. And actually, papers have been written on this as an example of spreading a disease.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it was a bug, but it was pretty much just
hilarious.
It just spread like that, yeah.
Well, it backfired horribly when it got to Aggramar and Stormwind, and the guards can't be killed by damage. And they got the virus and just were gladly carrying it around in their daily pattern.
Oh, yeah, just spreading it throughout the whole city.
Yeah, so they like one of them walked through the market and killed every low-level character in the
You've
market.
You've heard of Classic, right? Classic coming back in August.
Oh, wow.
Which I'm going to be playing. But they actually talked in Classic about bringing that bug back so people could experience it. Yeah, and I figure that's the perfect friggin' thing to do on April 1st. Yeah. Right? kite.
Yeah, bring back the blood.
Oh, and they used to be able to, like, kite bad things to town. You'd bring this huge monstrous demon into town and just lay waste to everything.
Yeah, the bugs.
What a horrible day to start playing World of Warcraft.
Yeah, right.
First day you get on, it's like, ridiculous.
Probably the funniest bug I ever saw was still the righteous return thing for the paladins. Where if you got hit, it would have an auto swing. It would like, and you could set it to do like one or two or three, and originally it didn't have a cap.
I remember there was one where if you like blocked a shot, it added a level to your power, right? And
yeah.
this guy PvP's other guys in front of this great big ass raid boss until he's got like 3,000 marks on this thing. And then he goes up and hits the raid boss and downs him in one shot.
Yeah.
Is that what you're thinking of?
Yeah, the guy, mm-hmm. they patched that out real
quick. Oh, yeah. It was just like, oh, my God.
Because the other one was an example of a guy that used to, because you didn't have to resist, you just had to block. Mm-hmm. So a guy had his friend create a level 1 rogue, gave him a dagger, or 4 daggers, and walk up, and he broke 3 daggers on him, just buffing that power up. And he just walked into one of like the world bosses and just went whack and dead.
Did you hear about the Martin Fury? So, in WoW, if you got your character stripped or something, you could ask for a restore of your stuff. And one guy asked for that, and he got his character back, but then he had this shirt in his inventory, and the shirt was named Martin Fury. And when they looked at it closely in the code, it had an item number of 7 in the database. Chainmail, like the earliest thing people know about, has an item number of 45.
Oh, wow.
And Martin Fury was use. Kills all enemies within like 30 yards.
That was like a dev one.
Yes. So what did they do? You know, this guy traded it to somebody else, and that other person took it into one of the raids in Wrath of the Lich King and used it in the raid. And immediately kills everything and gets 2 different achievements at the same time, which should be absolutely impossible to get at the same time unless you one-shot the boss.
Yeah.
So suddenly they knew, oh, something wrong here. That whole guild got banned.
Oh, wow.
But, I mean, I would think that this is one you should just take the item back and take back the achievements and say, whoops, because you never should have got that thing in the first place.
Yeah, that was their own fault.
How did you screw up so badly that you gave somebody a dev-killing item? Yeah, it's
anyway, like, monster's turn.
That was the monster's turn. Debris in the hallway.
Oh, then it's kind of we're out of combat at this point.
Yeah, pretty much.
So, deja vu as we all run back to the burnt cart and...
All right.
Try to burn it again for the second time and...
Run away again.
Yeah.
Oh, right, this was where the burnt cart was.
Yeah, gosh, this is deja vu burnt cart.
All over again. In and out, and this is In and Out Burger.
So I guess we'll, carry Tana and we'll, Which way is
her?
I'm guessing the horses are back in the campsite area.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't think they went past us, past the car there.
Right. Yeah. Okay. So everybody is. What's happening then?
Should we try it for a third time or
not right now?
Not right this second, of course.
And this is the commentary that makes you the person that should be the leader.
Yeah,
okay.
Exactly.
Whether you want it or not,
it's greatness is being thrust upon you. you're our fearless leader. Well, I say we go.
If you
want to
not be the leader, you just got to say more stupid suggestions more often. See?
Just do what I do. Just do what I do. Say really dumb stuff.
Right.
Nobody expects anything from me.
Yeah, exactly.
I guess we will go to the crossroads and we'll go to the opposite way. The wind is blowing.
So if we got her body, why did we get her body? Is it to honor her service?
We're not just going to leave it to be eaten by the...
Okay. But you took it for a reason.
With that, you know why
because,
I want it.
Well, if we went back and put that much effort into saving her, we should put that much effort into getting the body back to where it needs to go.
You're right.
We're going to treat this person with respect. We're going to treat him with respect. There shouldn't be a halfway.
Well, usually high level.
All right, you got a point there, Logan. See, this is why you're the leader.
I'm just.
Would they be able to do that in Greyhawk?
Do we know? Does she have like any
Yeah, we go back to
heraldry or whatever that says what church she's from.
What church she was from.
Yeah. I don't recall that.
It's the Church of War or something? Church of Combat?
St. Cuthbert.
St. Cuthbert,
St. Cuthbert, okay. When we were looking for in the religion district last time we were in Greyhawk, do they have a St. Cuthbert cathedral
there?
Oh, yes. Okay.
Very much.
Well,
I think they were the ones we couldn't afford.
I suppose we should at least go give her a proper burial. I don't know if Perrin is still going to be on board with us after...
Yeah, I wouldn't blame him for leaving.
Two defeats at the hands of these sons of bitches.
To be fair, we had no idea what was on the other side of that wall.
Yeah, no...
We should have retreated when we saw the ogre.
Actually, I think...
There were a lot of them. We'll come back. We'll get revenge.
A long time from now, when they probably died of old age.
Maybe in a week or so. We'll be out the whole team together, you know? Maybe when Magdrum's back. And
I don't think a week.
I mean, Lily Knackle's over there busy reading her book. And, I mean, look at Thea. She's off in a daze.
I just think it's going to take a lot more than that. Maybe. At bare minimum, we need to get something that does, like, area of effect damage.
Yeah, I got something I've been working on that does a bit of area of effect.
Like alchemy and grenades, models, flasks.
Remember, you know, you are level 3 now.
Yeah.
We need to
take a rest before that, like, goes in bed.
So I'm guessing that the general attitude is you're going to pull back somewhere...
rest, you know, far enough away, you know, opposite of them finding us.
Okay. I
want
to head back to Greyhawk.
And then, yeah, head back to Greyhawk, give her a burial, and sometime while we're walking or resting, I want to give her body a search.
Okay.
For sure. I'm going to stop him.
I'm going to search it anyway. We need to search it. I'm not taking her clothes off or anything. I'm giving her pouches.
I'm not letting you take any of her stuff.
I'll wait till she goes to sleep, and I'll give it a quick pat down. And
you know, Thea
that's,
is...
You're still sounding like you're going to sexually assault the corpse.
I'm not going to sexually assault the corpse.
If you strip down and pat...
Why are we even bringing up that? That's a horrible thing. That's something the necromancer would do, okay?
Exactly, which is what's getting me concerned.
All right, so she still has a hand axe on her belt. She's still wearing a white robe.
I don't even know why she has a weapon.
It doesn't even look like it's being carried as a weapon. Yeah, it's still sharp. Cool. She probably only has ever chopped wood.
Okay, I see. Yeah, I see. Yeah.
Right, it's a tool, not a weapon.
Good reason for carrying an axe.
Right. That's why she didn't take the club.
Right.
Club wouldn't have any functional.
Can't split
thing.
Wood with a club.
Right. She can with a hatchet. It is smaller than what you would figure. It's not like something Gimli would carry. You know,
right.
This is like...
It's like, yeah, it's like a little hatchet. I know, I used to have a little
I'm like, I'll give you an example.
No, don't grab an axe. Go.
So, and that's on her belt. She has one large belt pouch in the back of her belt that's fastened shut. She's not carrying her shield, which must have been left somewhere in the hallway. She has her holy symbol around her neck, and that's about it.
I'm going to leave her the holy symbol, of course. What's in the pouch?
You're trying to undo the pouch?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Roll a d20.
Oh, jeez.
Wait, didn't I
get... 12.
12.
Didn't you try to do that before and just got through the back or something?
So you realize that the clasp to the pouch is complicated, and it's a good chance it's also magical.
Oh, really?
Before you manage to actually undo it. Kind of that, wait a minute.
I see. What does it look like?
It's just kind of a leather pouch, and a flap goes over the top, and it's got a little metal clasp that slides through.
Does it look similar to the pouch that she has at all? Her magic pouch?
No, it doesn't look like a
not quite.
It's larger, too. It's... kind of more like this.
Oh,
on
so
the
it's
back
rather,
of her belt.
Rather
more like
large.
A full belt pouch. Probably has her lots of miscellaneous things, traveling gear, and God only knows what. You have no
right,
idea, but it's
right.
Larger than a little bag.
I'll just hold on to it for now. I'm not going to open it right away. If
it's still on her belt, and the belt is clasped in the front.
Also,
that's
if her
holding
body
her white
been...
robes around her, so.
I also wouldn't let you take
body
it off.
Body has been what?
I mean, we would notice if her, like, the belt pouch that size is missing. I'm just saying. If there are objections to tampering with their body, then that's one thing.
Well, you see him tampering, you see him going through the body, so you roleplay it as you want there.
Dead don't need their items, folks. I mean, I'm going to leave her personal stuff, but like a healing potion. She's not going to need that healing potion where she's gone.
I don't see the
Probably
agree
weird...
not to mention the body until we get back to Grandpa.
Technically, at the moment, everything on her is property of the church.
Yeah. Is that really? Do I know that to be true?
I can roll deception, or if you want me to.
Well, apparently you're kind of arguing this. It says if you're not going to leave her and you're going to take her, then we take her back. Because I don't think we want to incur the ire of St. Cuthbert by desecrating one of his priests.
No, which is why I wasn't going to, like, pull her stuff off.
Leave the
like...
body as it is if we're taking it home.
All right.
Do you want to mess with a priest of a lawful, good,
you wanted
powerful
to leave
deity?
Her, you wanted to leave her in there for whatever they were
yes,
going to do.
Yes, because she was dead.
Yeah, we're going to bring her body back.
Yes,
her.
We have now taken under our charge her care.
Yeah.
At before, she laid there dead in the incident, and it was to keep us alive, not to die trying to save her. You don't get involved in the matters of gods unless you carry it through.
I don't. Well, we're going to carry it through.
Yes.
I don't think the gods will care about a small pouch that may assist us.
If you want to risk that yourself, that's your problem, but I certainly don't suggest it.
Oh, you guys are all a bunch of superstitions.
Yes. but we also made the choice to actively risk our lives, whether we actually did so or not, to move her body and respect her, the whole entirety of her, and what she believes. So let's respect what she believes.
You guys are all from those societies where you don't have to worry about stripping the dead. I understand.
So Perrin actually does go ahead and take the shard out of her head. And
I mean, if you're real worried, what about the shard in her head that now we're worried about it? You're all worried about her items and less worried about
We're talking about probably like a conversation that's happened 30 to 45 seconds after you get back to camp.
Yeah.
The player disagreement we're having here over things doesn't match the quick conversation that there's really going on as characters.
Yeah.
So we're kind of... Yeah, there's not like the body got put down here and everybody started to pitch camp.
I think you're all drawing lines a little harshly. If her magic pouch is trapped, which is what I think it was, well, I'm going to leave it alone. Maybe it's something for her church, is what I'm saying. But, why are we worried about... We saved her corpse. We're going to go bring her corpse back to it. Doesn't that outweigh the fact that we would take things from her that she will no longer need in this plane of existence? And I feel like you guys, your hearts are in the right area, but I feel like you're not.
I'm going to find a place where I bring her back if it's possible.
I think we
may... I agree. We should
take her
to the
more
Cuthbert.
That's, I think,
no,
what
I'm
you're doing.
Somewhere where she can be brought back if possible.
She doesn't... Oh, you want her to be revived?
Yes. That's why I'm saying not to mess with her stuff.
Well, if we're going to bring her back, then you can't rob her.
Did you say that?
That makes perfect sense, though. That makes sense right there.
Yeah, but did you say that as grim?
What?
Oh, we can't rob her?
Well, we can't rob her if she's coming back alive, obviously.
Right.
I gotta keep my reputation.
If she's alive, she's robbed. If she's dead, she's...
No, if she's coming back alive, then we have to leave her things. But
so,
if she's staying dead...
Did you use... All right, I'll give you a chance on this. Did you use the word rob as grim?
I did, yeah.
All right. Perrin stops what he's doing and looks up at you, and it's like, so someone else that we can't resurrect, you would be happy to rob?
What about all the other corpses that we murdered?
A duty to decide what is acceptable behavior and what is not.
Give me more of your persuasion isn't working on me. Give me more of your... How does that make any sense? I feel your argument is lacking, Perrin.
Perrin looks at Loman and looks at,
I get it. I won't
Azra
rob the corpse.
And says that... What is it? What's that saying? The lions don't worry about the opinions of the sheep.
Okay, well, it's insult grim time then, whatever.
So
Perrin has gone past being
they're
nice.
Dead. But if we're gonna bring them back, then they deserve their stuff.
So Perrin goes back to and pretty much wraps up.
You didn't say that before, as soon as you
did.
You didn't say it earlier.
I would stop you.
You didn't say that we were gonna bring her back. We're gonna bring her back, then I'm not gonna rob her. I wasn't going to take her satchel anyway, but everybody wanted to jump on Grim because he's searching the body. Oh no, a dead body Grim is searching.
Well,
why is everybody freaking out over that? We've been searching bodies for the past 2 weeks and nobody seemed to mind that.
Yeah, because, well...
We didn't kill her.
So
she
she's dead, though.
Us.
So what is the difference? So we can rob people who are our enemies and aren't? Where do we draw the line?
She was one of us.
Yeah, she fought with us. So if I had saved your corpse and then took all the stuff off you...
I'd be dead. It wouldn't matter to me.
And then we'd bring you back, and then...
I'd be like, thanks for bringing me back. I'm sure glad I'm alive.
Well, that's you. Not everybody agrees with your politics.
I wouldn't carry the greed into the afterlife.
But like he was saying, I also wouldn't tamper
Parents
much with
arguing.
Religious, because...
I've
already stopped messing with her pouch.
Parent wrapped up the body and cleaned up the head.
I'll help him pull that because I'm the most physician, so I'll help him pull that stuff.
Parent goes on, some of you might have remembered, but says, you know, care for the fallen matters when trying to recover a soul to a corpse.
And that's why I'm kind of sure.
So, Parent picks her up and says, we need to keep riding. We're not far enough away.
Fully agree.
All right.
I don't remember what time of day it was, but we're not.
How bad does Perrin look right now? Is he still bleeding?
Perrin's in bad shape.
Is he still bleeding?
Yeah.
I'm gonna walk over to Perrin and I'm going to say, look who's talking. You're almost in the grave yourself. I'm going to go ahead and heal him. rub a bit of dirt in his wound. Little voodoo black man. Oh, yeah, I rolled the lowest. Perrin gets 5 plus whatever his level is.
Okay.
Sorry, Perrin. I just said I was a healer. I never said I was a very good one.
So who can carry your back?
Perrin's
the horse.
I will carry your back if we're not just gonna leave around here.
Perrin's on the white, a big white horse, and puts her on the horse.
We could strap her to like a horse, you know, and drag her body. But no, we're not gonna draw her. No.
That's a really good way to not resurrect somebody, you know.
Hopefully we can. I don't even know if we can.
Can we leave him?
Do we know if anybody, have we heard people being brought back to life in this?
Okay. Oh, yes, it has happened.
Okay, so it's a common occurrence then. Okay.
And as an aside, I would recommend you be wary of your commentary about how to treat corpses around Magdrum when he ever returns.
Oh, yeah?
Because we are opinionated, we're not violently opinionated.
Right?
Well, doesn't he have to, like, follow his rules of his god
Once
or he gets pissed off at
watch him? Over her, too?
I'm pretty
so
sure he won't just murder
hear
me
what
outright.
He's right now?
I mean...
Yeah, they're busy.
Yeah, well, I mean, I'm a little pissant. It's like if an ant was insulting you on the ground, would you, like, even care? No. It's like that. We're like little creatures to, you know, we're in nothing. Might as well be a fly or a little mosquito or something.
Get it out.
Yeah, I know.
You're talking about his priestess, then you'll be more focused, and most likely you might have bad luck or something if you're talking how to treat a priestess' corpse.
Everybody wanted to leave her corpse in that hallway, as I recall, and I wanted to recover
I was the
it.
One that ran forward.
Doesn't
to
that? What about the bad? Does the bad outweigh the good, or does the good outweigh the bad? It depends on which god. Does the god care more about me robbing the corpse or saving the corpse to be consecrated?
You only saved it because I asked you to.
No, I was going to save her regardless of what you guys were going to do. I'm not going to leave her to die and be eaten by those monsters in there. Hell no. I would expect the same thing. If anybody else would have fell, I would go in there for you as well.
But right now, what you've done is made us question the reason why you'd save the corpse. Because at this point, I think you're doing it to loot me.
Well, it's a little bold. It doesn't have to be all of category A or category B. Maybe it's a little bit of category A, a little bit of category B.
Even
maybe
if it's
a
little
bit of category
insulting.
C in there.
Yes.
If we are going to get revenge, we're going to need all the help we can get.
If I couldn't bring her back, I could at least get our body to the rightful place. That's what matters.
We're not disagreeing about returning her to Lord Cuthbert.
Yeah, it's just
I personally feel that the dead do not require their items after they are gone.
Okay.
The great debate of
where to loot the dead. Yeah.
5ABCY.
Everybody felt really strongly about that. I guess I'm the only one who has no qualms with that. But
I only
it's
feel
fine.
Strongly
I'm not,
because
I,
we made the choice.
I wanted to respect her corpse. I didn't say anything about her items. I wasn't going to strip her of her clothing and such, but, you know, she doesn't need that magic rock anymore. You know, that could, maybe that should go to Perrin. Perrin really seemed to like that. He looked like he was having a bit of dazzle. So, you know, I was going to give that to Perrin, and, but I'm not going to risk my hand getting, you know, destroyed trying to open that pouch. So I'm not touching that. Right, I don't know. That's Grimm's reasoning.
So Perrin is rides off down the road.
I follow him.
Yeah, we'll follow.
After about an hour, he rides back toward Greyhawk. After about an hour, he finds a nice clearing and stops there and says, "We'll camp here for the night."
Cool.
I'll help take care of Tana's body as we.
Well, I didn't mark off the healing we did to Perrin.
Tana's body, he wrapped it back up in her white robes and lays it off to the side by the horse nicely.
As a player, thank you for this conversation. As a player, thank you for the conversation.
No, no problem. I hope nobody thinks I'm getting, like, angry or anything. It's just my point of view.
Yeah, screw you and your ethics.
I know.
I voted, God damn it, I voted for Trump.
We're playing in a fantasy realm. I don't. How often do I get to search corpses? In
some days
life,
when I look at politics, I think I'm living in a fantasy realm too.
Yeah. Jeez, have you been following that Mueller report? And the House was like reading it for 11 hours.
And they're asking for another copy of it that
doesn't have all those. God, it reads like a Tom Clancy novel. Has anybody listen, at least even listen to it? I was listening to it at work. It's like, oh my God, it's like Russian spies. It's hilarious. It's wild.
So do we have to roll the...
Oh, yeah. Who wants to... Yes. We'll each just do a watch, because there's, like, only three of us.
D12, right?
Yeah. Sure.
Big money.
I rolled a two.
Oh, jeez.
Doesn't matter what you roll. It's more a matter of what he rolls.
See, that's why I like rolls. I tell you to roll something, and then I'll roll something to base it off of. That way you never know. If I say roll D100, and you're like, oh, I rolled 1. Is that good or bad? Because you usually look at lists. It's bad at the low end. Mm-hmm. It's good at the high end. Well, that's no fun.
Yeah, maybe you're rolling to see how bad things get, you know?
Yeah, my wild magic thing is all over the place. Good and bad.
Oh, your wild magic.
1 and 2 is very, very bad and good, because doing that.
I
want to
see you use
time,
that.
The 1 or 2, I have to roll every single end of my turn for next mini.
Ezra, you should show us some of your wild magic. I've been hearing about it for so long.
I have to do a spell first.
See that tree over there?
You just want that wand back.
I just want to see what happens. I like randomness.
While we're resting. Ezra, can I politely request you convey your feelings about why we had that, why you chose to go back and save her, and what your mentality is to the object in your pocket? Just go over there and tell it a story.
What? I'm lost.
What object?
He wants you to tell a story to the blue gem, right?
Yeah.
Do we want to
tell the gem why?
Yes. That is a polite request. You don't take it. I just think it's a good time for it. Anyway, back on watch.
Yeah, no, yeah, Grimm's just like waiting and watching. Strumming.
I was
strumming.
I'd walk away to place.
You're trying to talk to the gem?
Yeah, I'd talk to the gem and tell it the story of why.
Gem, you don't get any response from the gem.
Have we been in contact with that?
Yeah, I've been keeping track.
Okay, you have? Okay.
What day is it?
That is a really freaking good question, isn't it? I don't know right now.
Because the last... I know it's ready yet. And I think...
So last, it was third of Ready Reads.
Yeah, because I just contacted
when
her.
When we started in Greyhawk in Session 7.
I think we walked for 3 days there.
Oh, yeah, it's just the 7th. Okay, how many days? So I think it'd be... I have it at the 7th. It says the 7th.
Is 7th the Ready Read?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll go with that.
How many days has it been since you've contacted her, Azra?
I contacted her on Sunday, 2nd of Ready Yet.
Okay, so we've still got a day or two. We could...
Sunday. Wait a minute. Which day?
Today is the...
Oh, Sunday, 2nd. Right, okay.
That, no, today is the...
No, you contacted her Sunday, the 2nd.
Yeah, and I have to contact her the 2nd, 9th, a week from the day we
so
got,
so that
I
would
think.
Be... the 9th of Ready Reads next
when
Sunday.
Next time we have to update her.
They should have never named that day Sunday. Because I sure don't look at it on this calendar in the position of Sunday would be in a week. That's star day, not Sunday.
Isn't the first day Sunday?
It's... So, like, where Monday would be
oh,
Sunday.
Oh, you're right, yeah. It is
day,
a little
so
weird.
Day,
star
day. Day.
Well, the
it
week
ends on
day.
Friday and starts on Saturday.
The weekend would be free day, star day. And then the week, as we normally look at it on the calendar, would be Sunday, Moon Day, God's Day, Water Day, Earth Day.
God, they're so weird over in D&D.
Yeah, I know, right? Hey, at least all the months have the exact same number of days.
No leap years, none of that other
right.
stuff.
Right, and then
yeah.
just... And then, dude, you get 4 week-long festivals in a year. Okay?
It's not bad.
You really want to really bitch about this?
Yeah. It's pretty good stuff. Well, yeah, I suppose we'll head back to Greyhawk. Look at this map. Is there even anything else out here that we needed?
You're into the Carn Hills. There's not really much around you. Yeah. You might find like a wayhouse or a farm
where
in this area, but it's pretty empty.
Yeah, I guess Greyhawk is kind of the nearest town. We have to get this.
Greyhawk is definitely the nearest big town.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we should probably just get there. And then we'll decide from there.
Well, I mean, not only that, I guess I have a little bit of shopping I can do, but I'm pretty broke. As a future reference, Logan, if I ever do die, you have permission to take my stuff.
The amusing part will be more than likely I will
just
take
leave
your
me
stuff,
my clothes.
Only because you're
just
kind
the
of...
clothes. Can't leave a naked man on the ground. Everybody knows that.
Well, more than likely I'd save you anyway.
Okay. So you, I think we were doing it like you guys can move with the ponies and the horses. You were doing a hex in a day.
I think so. Yeah.
Hex and a half, something like that.
Well, a horse would do a hex and a half, but you got ponies, which would do a hex. Yeah. So the horses could outrun the ponies.
Oh, well, I keep forgetting we have ponies in as well
right.
as horses. Yeah.
Me and Lily have ponies.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, no worries. All right, so...
But it's still better than walking.
I think we were 3 days out, or however many the DM says.
Yeah, you're about 3 days out.
So it takes us 3 days to get back to Greyhawk.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I gotta mark off my food.
Yeah.
Oh, good, because I'm actually out of food by the time we get to Greyhawk. Aha!
That would be problematic.
I still have your rations.
Liar. Yeah, I am out as well.
I'm just writing down all my items. I also
also need to buy another funeral.
Do we have to buy a license to carry a corpse into town?
No.
Yeah, I'm curious what the guards are going to say when we roll up with a freaking corpse.
Well,
I don't mind us.
Perrin has the body on the back of his horse. And it's kind of carried there, not quite like luggage.
So, like, she's like laying on
no,
the back,
it's literally
of.
Like luggage.
Folded her
it's
up
not treated it. Like luggage and treated at the airport.
Yeah, exactly.
So we're at Greyhawk.
So yeah, you get back to Greyhawk. The guards don't give you any grief at the gate because nobody mentions that there's a body on the horse. It's just a bad.
It doesn't like smell or anything. You
it's
know.
It's only been a couple of days.
Ooh, it's rigor mortis is starting to set in.
I'll ask the guard if there's a place where we could resurrect the dead. Like,
oh, well, you have to go look at the temple district. That's going to be expensive.
Yeah, that makes you.
Oh, yeah, it's going to be expensive.
Parents is like,
yeah, we'll go to the temple district pretty much. Try to find her.
Find a place to resurrect
her. Yeah.
Where is my stack of other books?
Well, maybe she doesn't want to be resurrected. So the body can choose whether or not to be resurrected.
Does
the Cuthbert? We don't know if that actual religion wants you to be resurrected. I mean, some of them, I imagine, not. You know,
yeah. She might have died doing what she.
But we should at least go consult with her. You know, her peers.
I concur.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, we're not gonna like make your god angry by resurrecting her. Does anybody even in town have that kind of magic?
I would honestly say let them make the choice.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, we just
met don't her. Try to force a choice on them. They
yeah. We've only met her a little bit. We don't really know her wishes or anything. Perrin, if you die, do you want to be revived?
Deal with that when it happens.
Yeah.
Perrin's not looking happiest. So you guys head through town, and you are able to walk the horses through town. It's kind of an off-season. At least Perrin does, and I'm guessing everybody else takes the initiative.
Nobody's bothering us.
The guards are kind of like, you know, you can't have those in town at nightfall. But I understand you got goods to carry. Go ahead on in. Yeah. So, and you get there. Let's see, what day have we got in left? So, you get back the morning of the 10th. Ready, Reed.
So as soon as we fixed all this problem, we got in contact with her. Lydia. I don't remember her actual name.
Who?
Maria. The person that gave us...
That was her. It was her incognito.
Yeah, I don't remember her name.
Talarazzi.
Talarazzi.
She's part of the Circle of the Eight.
Yeah. She's the only female from what I read.
Was she the only female in the Circle of the Eight?
Yeah. I looked her up because I didn't know anything about the Circle of the Eight. So you head to the Temple District. The Temple of St. Cuthbert is easy to pick out. There's a huge mace over the door. Yeah. On top of a shield is a logo. And Perrin takes the body and heads inside. And
Follow along.
You're met by this slight male priest who greets you and notices that Perrin is carrying. And like, oh, that's one of ours. Perrin's like, yes. And he says, one moment. And rushes off, sandals flopping on the floor and the other side. And inside, it's kind of like, I guess what you almost call a cathedral. It's a huge, high-ceiling building. Lots of pews, people mulling around, most of them in white robes, very few people not. A few kind of like what you'd almost call beggars, you know, looking for assistance or whatnot. So
I'll toss the nearest one a couple silver.
And anybody asks. All right. He's very thankful. The priestess that was helping him takes notice and smiles at you. The guy comes back with an older woman following. She comes up and says, "I'm Eritai, I'm the head priestess here. Is there trouble?" And she sees the body and she's like, "Oh my." Parents yeah. like, "Yes." Like, "Who cared for the corpse?"
Perrin.
Like, "I did."
Yeah, Perrin.
"Come with me. Bring her. Thank you." And off they go. Off into the side.
I try to follow.
The male priest is like, "No, this is best done by them."
I want to ask one of the priests, "Do you guys have the kind of magic to bring people back from the dead?"
"It can be done, if you're powerful enough. I'm not. I can't do it. It depends. The soul has to want to return to the body."
"Does your religion prohibit that at all?"
"Oh, no, not at all. Not at all. Especially when one of ours has fallen."
"In it for life, I see.
I would wait a while. Come back in a few hours for contact and see what's happened. Ask for Eritai, and I'm sure everything can be taken care of one way or another. But thank you very much for bringing back one of our sisters."
"We couldn't leave her dead on the ground there."
"Of course, of course. I understand. Now, if you'll excuse me, I must be back to my duties."
"Of course. What was that name?
Eritai.
Eritai.
E-R-I-T-A-I. And the gentleman did not give you his name."
"That's fine.
Well, I just knew that was likely the next question."
"Well, I don't know about anybody else. Anybody want to go get a drink?" "It's been quite a day. Nobody."
"I'm trying to think of things I need to do.
I mean, I guess I need to stop by the blacksmith eventually, but it's not really right this minute kind of thing, you know?"
"I mean, well, you need to go buy food, don't you?"
"Well, yeah, like things like that. But I mean, if we stay at like an inn, you know, we can put that off a day kind of thing."
"I'm going to head towards the Temple of Celestian."
"Okay.
All right, you got anything you want to do, Logan? You want to get a drink with me?"
"I guess."
"You don't have to get a drink. If you don't like me, it's fine. I know I can handle myself."
"Yeah.
All right. Inter-party conflict. Yeah. All
right. Oh, no. Your Grim's being a smart ass.
It's
all
mine.
I'm not taking a poke at you or anything."
"No,
I'll
tag along."
All right, so yeah, I guess me and Loban are heading to the bar, and Azra is going to find the temple.
"You're going to the Temple of Celestian, okay?" "Mm-hmm. It's not hard to find at all. It's in the temple district." You head inside, and you're greeted by, you know, a slight priest. "How can I help you, my child?"
"I'm just here to
pray." "Oh, just pray? Well, then go about your business. No problem. You're perfectly welcome here."
"I'll go up and..."
There's an altar there, you know, kind of celestial scrollings on the walls, and other kind of astronomical and astrological symbolism. You're having a drink literally there. Yeah.
"I'm going to take the gem out, keep it in the pouch, but hold it on in my lap and stuff as I pray."
"Oh, gosh, Azra, I need to speak with you about something, but I'll wait till we're together."
Nothing seems to happen.
So after about 2 hours, I'll get up and head towards one of the bars.
Okay.
Just find them.
You're gonna try and go find them.
Yeah.
I'm guessing you guys told each other where you like to go.
Closest bar.
Give you that. Yeah, right. Closest bar to the religious district. Well, outside of the Temple of Moradin.
Right, yeah. We're all just chilling at Moradin's temple.
Well, that would be the easiest place to get alcohol.
I'll probably go to an actual tavern. I'm not a Moradin of Moradin kind, so.
Of the Moradin persuasion.
I'm not a dwarf. My beard's not big enough.
Yeah, right.
So yeah, I'm probably going to the nearest tavern. I'll walk in, sit down, and go to the barkeep and say, what do you got that's on the upper shelf, my good man? It's been a day.
All right, let me see what's going to be closest there.
So what are we going to do about now, basically? Where are we going?
Well, we can maybe look for an odd job in town, something small to tide us over. We can stay here and get drunk for the next 5 hours. We can try to find Magthrum.
So the closest bar is the Gilded Mug right outside of the Temple District.
Gilded Mug.
You go in, have a seat, and this guy, human, comes up, middle-aged, and says, I'm Raynard. What can I do for you?
Hey, Raynard, we've lost one of our number recently, and
oh,
we
that's
drink,
unfortunate.
Drink to their name.
You should go find them.
Yeah, they've gone to a place where they're not so easy.
Everybody goes to a place sooner or later.
Right.
This is a nice place.
You're killing the mood, Raynard. Thank you. Well, what do you got? What are your good drinks that you sell?
Oh, good drinks, eh? Well, that all depends how much money you got.
Let's keep it around a gold.
A gold? Oh,
that's
well.
That's still a good drink.
All right, let's see what I can go set you up with for a gold. What else you be wanting the other ones here?
At least two. One for my...
You want another one on him?
All right.
And what can I get you there? Oh, you're not there yet.
Yeah. I
we're waiting for our friend, so we'll have this drink while we wait for her. All
right. Well, he goes back, comes over, brings two bottles, or black bottles, a red label one. There you go, the good old stuff. Using his fingers, he pops the caps off, puts them down.
That's a neat little trick you got there.
And you pick up the bottle, it says Old Wyvern Breath on it. And as the bottle opens, there's like smoke coming out of it.
Ooh, that's a nice touch. Well, Logan, are you thirsty?
A little bit.
Slide one your way, and we'll say, I'll lift it up, and I'll say to, I forgot her fucking name.
Hannah! Drunk before
no,
you
I honestly literally don't know where my freaking little right in front of me.
Looks like it's here too.
Is it? Okay. Tana. I wanted to say her full name. Tana Stormwind.
Rainer comes back with two glasses of milk for you too. And he says, you'll be wanting these chasers. Just me.
Oh, okay. I'll give a drink. Is it just foul stuff or strong? Or...
You try it and it tastes okay. And then suddenly it's like you're eating a ghost pepper. And it's like, whoa! And you go for the milk, and the milk,
just
clears the pain out of your mouth. But it tastes pretty good.
Good stuff. Well, I... Ow. Yeah, I just double-fisted the milk and drink. I suppose we'll sit there, toast into her glory until Azra strolls in. And whenever I see, let me know when Azra gets there, pretty much.
Okay. Well, Azra shows up after a little while, after 2 hours.
All right, I'll look over to Azra and I'll say, Azra, come over here. You come and sit down?
Yeah.
I pull out that little case that my rapier came in, and I set it on the table, and I put my hand on it. And I say, put your hand on my hand.
I do so.
And I'm going to concentrate on it. So she can open it, right? That's what I do?
Is a rapier a weapon you can use?
No, just the case. Just the case.
So if need be, I can open it, I'm guessing. I can't use a rapier.
Doesn't seem to be working. The case is actually pretty big. The case would probably still be on the horse, to be honest, unless you went and got it.
Or I would have went.
We're talking about a case for a blade that's like 36 inches long.
Is that how big, the case is?
Have you seen a rapier?
They're pretty,
I didn't know it was like gigantic.
Oh no, it's more like
this
a long
big.
Box.
They're pretty big.
Yeah,
they're
anyway,
thin, but they're really big.
I was thinking we'd carve out a little hole in the fabric, and you could put that stone in it so people won't be able to steal the stone. And you can just hold on to the case.
I think what...
That way only you can open it. Me and you could open it, and you can keep the gem safe.
I think the bag...
The bag makes it... Makes it so nobody can see it, and then
yeah.
I
they
can't
just so
be,
they don't detect the magic.
I also can't be charmed, and I cannot be surprised at all. So I think I'm really the best one to hold this.
Okay, so this is how big the rapier is.
Pretty much, you wouldn't need. Yeah,
I was thinking of trying.
You could
to,
be a little shorter than this, and you probably wouldn't have the quillions off the side so much. But it's going to be a pretty big box.
Okay. I was thinking of letting you use the box to store the gem.
There's also the fact that if you've got some effect on there, which I'm assuming you're trying to do.
Well, I think it was in like an anti-tamperance.
Would it damage your case if you tried
I'm
to modify it?
I'm less worried
like
about
that.
The case and more about the gem getting stolen.
You get the feeling the case is tied to the blade.
Is it tied to the blade? Okay. Mm-hmm.
And you remember that when he transferred it to you, the blade was in the case. It wasn't just the case.
Oh. I thought like it was like a separate case thing. I didn't. All right, never mind. If I guess nothing happens, I'll say God damn it.
Well, that's why I'm telling you the idea is that you kind of get the idea of.
Okay, I see.
Putting the sword in the case. Okay.
So
I was thinking of you could put the gem in the case, and that way you can still carry the case and have the gem on you, but it's behind this anti-tamper.
Oh, she's already got that.
Magic. Yeah, the magic.
Right.
Oh, does that pouch also do that as well?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't.
Wait,
oh.
So I'm bound to the bag?
What's that?
Is it kind of like, so I'm bound to the
so
bag?
So he's trying to explain that, you can use the case to hide the gem in, right? And you explain to him that you got that bag from Chalarez you delivered to you that hides the magic of the gem in the little
Well, couldn't
pouch.
Anybody just open the bag and take out the gem?
Well, theoretically, yeah. If they knew
That's
it
why
was.
I was thinking if I
they
gave her the
was.
Case and then
yeah.
you put
hidden.
The gem in, the gem in the case, they could take it.
It's pretty hidden.
If that works, it works. Overkill. It was just the thought.
Yeah.
Just the thought.
So here's a thought.
Uh-oh.
Depending on what happens with Tana, do we want to do some kind of service for that church in penance?
We did get one of their order killed. We may want to offer our assistance to see if we can, because I've heard tales of people being revived. It's not a cheap thing. So we may.
Well, it's not even a. This isn't a matter of cost as much as.
Like a debt. A debt to be repaid.
Like a debt paid.
Yeah.
I want to see if she is revived first, and if she isn't, then I'll most likely ask if there's anything we can do to help. I would try to find some way to repay.
Yeah.
Or pretty much.
Well, it's always honorable to at least offer assistance. I mean, if they've lost a number at the very least, even if they bring her back, you want to still. Offer it. It's just courteous kind of thing, Like if you go, somebody comes to your house, you offer them food and drink,
I just want to make sure we're all of the same mind on that.
Yeah, we're all, yeah, good. I see what you're saying. That's good. No, I agree with you. And I'd be willing to do that for sure.
With the follow up question of why is this guy blue?
Because a refraction of light filters out. Other colors and leaves blue.
I'm a bard. I don't know. I can sing you a song about the sky blue. Do you
are you asking that in character?
Well, I've been drinking for 2 hours.
Oh. Yeah, we've been drinking. We've been drinking this fire wyvern stuff.
I am about 4 gold deep.
He brings you water too. I mean, you'll have to keep drinking.
I bought your drink. By the way, you're not paying for these drinks.
Oh, excellent.
So you don't worry about that. You just tell me how many gold I'm down.
I'm only gonna take 2.
Oh, in that case,
If I don't lose too much money, I should still have enough for my armor. I could probably barter as well, so I'm not worried about it. Well, yeah, I do a bit of shopping, but it's probably pretty late in the day, I imagine. We've been here a while.
Yeah, it's getting into the evening.
I haven't really been outside to look at the sun,
Do we want to head back towards the thing and... Because they said wait a couple hours before asking.
So, you're in there and this, town constable comes in and says, whose horses are these outside?
Oh. We should probably take care of
I put my horse back in, a stable, so.
Is this starting to get dark?
Hey, yours!
Yeah.
Horse has got to be stable outside the city during night.
Alright.
You're right. Thank you. Appreciate the.
Alright. Yeah, I'll let you get off this time, but there is a fine for that.
Alright. Understandable. I can see why.
And you, as you're hanging out here, you notice a lot more that there's people wandering around that they don't really, they're not really guards. They're kind of like somewhere between your average person and a guard, but they're carrying these books and they wander around trying to give out these little fines to people. You know, like. You know, one of them was somebody carrying a duck. And it's like, hey, you're not allowed to carry a duck in the city limits.
Yeah. Oh, those kind of people.
Yeah, they're those kind of people.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Well, the guard did say, don't. We have to put
it. Can I try to haggle? I want to try to get one of those books. Should I try to go get one of those books and just find out what's in it?
That might be handy.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we'll just don't we know the law?
Of it
to be fair, it might be
Can I talk to the guy who told us? Does he, can he, can
he
I
left
ask,
already.
Oh, I was going to ask him about any weird laws we need to know about.
Although you have heard a lot of strange laws. Also, more than once you've noticed that the people quoting from these books, when they're holding the book, it's upside down.
Yeah, I see.
What is upside down?
All right, well, we can, let's head to the stable then, at least check these bastards in, and I mean, if we're really worried about it, we can go try to ask somebody, or we can just ignore it. Hope they don't get us.
For now, ignore it.
Okay. Mm-hmm. It may become
a
problem.
Maybe
if it becomes a problem. Okay.
So you head back there. Stable rates have gone up. It's 1 silver for 2 days. So half a silver a day.
Click on the silver.
Yeah.
How many gold was I down, by the way? At least 4 at the tavern, right?
Yeah.
So 2 from him. I didn't get any.
I would
drinks.
Match your drinks, so I guess if you're doing 2, I'll just do 2, and we'll just call it 2.
I didn't get any drinks.
Drinks are important. Keeps your
Should
soul.
Should we just break and wait for Thea to come back, or what do you guys want to do?
Do we know is Thea coming back? Or?
Is she coming? She's coming back, right? Actually, she got something else.
I don't know.
Never heard her say that.
Well,
she was
then I
bad.
Suppose we'll ask her.
So, did you accomplish what you needed to wherever you went?
Yeah, where did you go? We saw you.
I went to the Callistian temple.
Are you a Callistian?
My parents were.
Oh, do you still follow their ways, or?
Not as much, but sometimes it's good.
Like habit, kind of.
It's a sort of habit, yeah.
Keep up ceremonials, kind of thing.
Yeah.
And, it's like George Carlin said, I wouldn't want to be part of any group that would have me as a member. Or that, no, that wasn't Carlin, that was
Woody Allen.
That's what this necklace is, it's an amulet that my parents have given me.
Oh, I see, does it do anything, or is it just
it's
like a memento?
It's just like a hold symbol for this little amulet thing.
It's pretty neat.
So anyway, I was just wanted to point out that when I asked you to tell stories to the rock, I know it's a rock.
It's not a wren.
Yeah. So.
Why do you want to tell stories to it?
The lady said it was intelligent.
Oh yeah. Maybe
that doesn't mean it's not listening at all times. So if someone's gonna, if you're gonna be the one that takes care of it. I picture it like raising a child.
Right, you gotta take it for walks. You gotta buy it food and water.
So
maybe it wants rock candy.
I just walked away.
I understand. I'm just saying my motives behind things.
I know. It was a more private story.
Yeah, that's fine.
We could all maybe tonight we could all sit around and tell ghost stories. Maybe it'll like those. Or like I could try to perform for it and see if it kills me. I saw it take off. One of the 8's hands. I don't know if I want to touch it, but.
Well, only because you. She forced.
She was pushing her luck knowingly.
I know, but I just literally saw her hand dissolve from it, so I'm a little worried.
Also, you saw the entire story, the gem's backstory until like the meteor came and then fingers.
Actually,
gone.
What you saw happen during that event was more like, you know, when you see electricity arc. And it burns or melts something. It pretty much burned off the 2 fingers she was touching the gem with. To the first knuckle.
Jeez, yeah, see, I don't wanna touch that thing. I would sing for it maybe. We can ask it how it's feeling.
It's just like that song, you know. If I sing out of key, would you get up and walk out on me?
maybe, yeah. Well, maybe we can learn more about it. I don't know, just a thought thrown out.
I'm kind of thinking it's going to tell us what it wants us to know.
It hasn't responded at all when I've tried to communicate.
Maybe we'll have a little pop-along tonight. That's what we can do.
A little palaver.
Yeah.
But, yeah, we should probably
well,
have
after
back
a,
on stables.
So I guess we should go and check on, God, I forget her name.
Hannah,
thank you.
Stormwind.
I cannot get her name in my head at all. Hannah.
Nobody at this table has a Tana.
Gosh, Tana. Well, shall we go and see if Tana's among the living yet, or is she...
We could also look for Perrin to see if he's in there.
All right.
To ask him to...
I don't know if Perrin's going to want to stick around after we lost another one. We've kind of been doing everything with Perrin. We keep losing, running away, and I don't know if he's going to want to be on the bad guys, the losing side's team. But he may. We'll see.
So you head back to the temple.
Yeah.
Go inside, and there's a another general priest there. She's like, "Well, can I help you folks?"
We were told to ask about. Oh gosh, I wrote that name down. I'm sure.
Ask for.
Jataria.
Irati.
Irati. Oh yes, yes. I believe she's busy right now. Is this of some importance?
Oh, we were asking about a friend we had brought here.
Oh, yes, that's what she's busy with right now, I believe. One moment.
Sure.
So a little time passes. She comes back and says, she's not available right now, nor is your other friend. Things seem to be going well, but it's going to be about 4 days.
Oh, jeez. You say going well. Does that mean you may be able to?
Of course. Well, absolutely. You brought us back one of our own, and it's only been a few days. You know, that's not a problem. We'll be back. Of course we'll bring him back to our good graces. She's one of us. Tana, I know Tana quite well. You brought her back. I'm so thankful to you.
Yeah,
our pleasure was the least we could do.
Of course, but no.
For a little bit?
Yes, we can probably take care of her demise. But it does take several days to return to the ability to.
Should I ask?
Yes, you should ask.
I guess I'm the one to ask. We were going to offer if you needed any assistance.
Oh, no. That's perfectly fine. You've done your due diligence and brought her back to us. That's the main thing we need. Yes, that is worth more value than we could assign to mere gold.
I'm glad we could help.
Yes, thank you very much.
Okay. So we need to. Do we want to kill time for 4 days, or do we want to go do something?
We could go look around. Does anybody?
Anybody
have anything they want to accomplish?
You can just pass 4 days of time.
Right, right. Easy. I'm just trying to think what I would do in my downtime. Maybe I would.
I mean, you got the choice
to
either go off and find a reason.
I want to go find some kind of tavern I can play at to try to get free food and lodging for my friends.
Well, you got a few choices there that you know of. The Beer Beast and Beard. The Gilded Mug.
I want to go
Salty
to
Sail.
A middle-class tavern.
Middle-class. The closest thing to middle-class is probably the Gilded Mug.
I'm not
going
to go to, like, the best tavern, you know, because that might be hard to get in, but I'm not
going
to go to
the
worst one.
The Gilded Mug isn't in the high end, in the north end of the city, but it's slightly upper middle class.
I'm not going to go where they're going to scorn at my friends, because I have fine.
Oh, no. Well, you went to the Gilded Mug and nobody questioned you at all.
Okay.
And he's happy to serve you.
I want to attempt to persuade him to allow me to play.
All right. So you go back to the Gilded Tavern, the Gilded Mug, and he's like, "Oh, hello, yes. What can I do for you? You want another drink?"
Hi, I'm a bard, and I will show him my pass, of course.
Yes, I knew that when you came in. I could tell by your garb.
Oh, well, you're very keen eyes on you. Oh,
well, you don't become a bartender by ignoring everything.
Right. Anyway, I was hoping I could negotiate some kind of deal with you.
Possible, yes.
I wouldn't be mind playing at your place here, and I could possibly maybe try to work out food and lodging.
That's entirely possible, yes. Hold on a moment. Let me check. He pulls out this little book from his place.
Of course.
Like,
Ah, yes. Well, we've got an opening later tonight. You can perform. That's perfectly fine. That would help. What do you do exactly?
I can show you might be the best. Or
well,
I can,
by all means.
I'll pull out my my lute, and I will play a bit of my magic. And
you're going to do your paper flute?
Yeah, yeah.
He likes it.
Oh, I know.
And he's like, you could do that right now out in the street from me. That would be great. If you can bring people in, I'd be happy to
sure,
keep
what,
you here
what,
for you.
What's your name?
Oh, what did he give you? Reynard.
Reynard.
Reynard, I own the place.
And let me, what was the name of the tavern? I never caught.
The tavern was the Gilded Mug.
Gilded Mug. I'm going to go outside
would
and drone up business for the Gilded Mug and Reynard.
Perfect, excellent.
Would be willing to have, need any help? I'd be able to help around serving drinks or some, or thing.
Oh, well, you get me. I'd be happy to give him a room for his performing. You can share that. Don't worry, we're a good place here. What, I mean, what do you think we are? We're not in the high end, and we're not, you know, dying in the streets in the low end, so no worries, you're fine.
It just gives me something to do. Don't really.
By the look of you, I'd say you've got plenty to do of your own.
You might be good at washing mugs. I don't know what to say. What do you want me to say?
I wash them.
Should I make a performance?
This
role?
Isn't your. This is your house where you need to do dishes. You're in a team here. The family takes care of their own. You
yeah,
know?
Let me worry about that. All right, big money performance roll. Night fucking tea. That's what I'm talking about.
So you go out front with your paper folio. I don't know if you guys have heard of what he can do, right? Have you
no.
seen Kubo and the
yeah.
Two Strings? Yeah, that's pretty much it. You know, so
that's
he's
cool.
out there playing his lute and paper folds up and flies around and looks cool and people.
I will make the paper look like little mugs if I can.
Okay.
There, yeah, just a little flavor text for you.
Out there on
and you up with 42 silver.
Hey, yeah.
Thanks for the help. And logic.
No problem. Yeah. Do I give Reynald any part of that?
Reynard's happy to let you keep it. He's like, look at the place, and you look around, and there's like 12 more people in the bar than there were. Yeah. You get a lot of attention on the street.
Swing.
He hands you a key and says, room's upstairs, the second floor. Should fit all of you, no problem.
Because we have us three plus Thea and Lily as well.
Oh, yeah, they're still hanging around us as well.
Right. Yeah, you go up to the second floor, and it's a room, like, as big as this one. There's, like, six beds.
Okay.
Sweet. Well, that should take care of us for the evening. Does anybody have anything else to do before we burn time? I mean, tomorrow I need to head to the blacksmith, but other than that, I'll probably be playing here for the next few days.
I'll come with you when you go out to get rations, because I could use some.
Yeah, we need to eat.
Oh, crap. I need food, too, actually. Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm
going
to get...
So, I guess we'll have a bit of shopping tomorrow, but other than that, we're burning some time, then, and...
There's a couple things I need to do in town.
Okay, so we won't jump ahead just
but
yet.
But we also need to find out what to do next.
Oh, you're right. We could go, yeah, we could do a bit of looking around town. Does anybody want to, maybe we can go look for a bounty, or we can inquire at different guilds and see if anybody has any odd jobs. We can go wander out in the wilderness and not die, you know. We could do all kinds of things.
Well, this way, you can always perform during extra time.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what other this is why people have, you know, the extra abilities or crafting or what else can you do?
Yeah. I mean, I got a bit of sewing. I need to practice my sewing.
Bar,
so I mean, I've got
things.
That's
what I'm
asking.
Work in the bar because
yeah.
I used to work.
Right, but I mean, what can you do accomplish to yourself?
What are your downtime activities?
Exactly.
Are you studying something? Are you practicing any new spells?
Did you carve anything or sew anything or work on anything? Did you create anything?
Did you get any tool proficiencies?
Right.
You can work on forging stuff. Maybe you can work on making darts or crossbow bolts of some kind. I don't know. It's just an idea.
Yeah, it's kind of, you know, you don't want to think about that. What is your...
My character really didn't have any. Down.
Well, then figure one out, right? Now you do!
Yeah, good time
surprise,
to pick
surprise,
up a habit.
Surprise, surprise,
yeah.
surprise! Things change. Just look at politics.
Like, Grim has a lot of things he can do on his downtime. He's got to make a bunch of dolls he's got to make for later on, so he's going to start practicing that. Like, I mean, I gotta practice my playing so I can, you
I
know, work out new
my
spells.
Okay.
That's just my idea. But anyway, so I suppose we'll stay the night, and then tomorrow I need to head to the blacksmith.
All right.
I love this. Head out on the town.
So, yeah, you're welcome. You should have... You look at it this way. Everybody has hobbies. Their hobbies might be profitable, they might not. You know, but you're going to have something that your character does in their downtime. They're going to have downtime one way or another. So write that in and figure out where to go with it.
Is that the magic item necklace from my stuff that you're wearing?
I take it off and put it right here.
I thought so. I'm not worried about you. I was like, wait a minute. I'm not worried about you wandering off with it the way what's his face did to the key.
What was his name?
I don't
James
even remember.
Or something?
Something
Scott.
Like that.
Okay. I just need to know the name.
It's a bummer. He had a lot of drive, but like, don't
just
open every door,
the
man.
Sticking power. Yeah.
Well, he just wanted to open everything. You can't do that and live.
It's the young generation. We have ADD, all of them. And this is coming from somebody with ADHD, so...
Well, you're not old enough to be Gen X, right?
I don't know. I had ADHD
How old
when
are
I was
you?
Younger.
28, yeah.
So my mom made me take Ritalin the whole nine yards, and yeah, I didn't like that. You get older and you learn to calm down.
Cool, let's hope Zach does, right?
Yeah.
God.
I just hope he calms down a little bit as he gets older.
Either that or he'll probably end up killing himself.
I'm surprised he hasn't.
I don't know who Zach is.
That's a younger brother that's really...
He's had... Almost cut off his finger.
He's like ADD on speed.
Yeah.
Sounds like me when I was young. I would never stand. I would literally run around every room I was in.
He had back surgery, and he's like running around like nothing's wrong with him whatsoever.
Oh, yeah. When you're young, you can recover from those pretty quick.
He woke up earlier than he was supposed to after he had his back surgery.
Just started going wild.
When he was like 10 months old.
Oh, gosh. Oh, wow. He was really young when he did that surgery.
Yeah, because he had it to his spinal cord. He's going to have another surgery, I think, when he's 8. It's going well, actually.
Well, good. That's good.
But he does not know does not know how to stay quiet or still at all.
Not how to listen either.
So, Lovin, you said you had some things you had to do. I mean, I need to go to the blacksmith. Do you want to come with me, and then I can go help you with what you want to do? Is it more of an alone thing you want to go on?
One of the things I want to do, you can't come.
Okay. Do you want to go to blacksmith first? Then
yeah,
we can go our ways, or why can't I come?
You're specifically not allowed.
Damn. Are you sure? Maybe I got some magic I can help you with.
Nope.
Damn it.
That's just when Grim would say, "Ah, you're going to the brothel."
Are you going to that guild, the tinkering guild that you worked for?
What are you talking about? You don't know that. You weren't there.
Yeah, I followed him.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
I thought it was him and Sarah.
Yeah, but I had followed them.
Lily and him.
Yeah.
And Jalarazzi at the time. I don't know.
I thought me and Thea followed them.
I don't remember. I thought you guys went somewhere else.
I don't know.
Either way.
Well, it's not exactly like you guys are hiding.
No, it's not
like
going to the Tinker Guild, which you can't go in.
Anyway.
You have to be invited by a member to join, and...
Well, I got a disguise kit. I could disguise.
Do you know any of them?
Well, maybe I could just look like Lily here. She went with you, didn't she?
Yeah. Yeah, you're like 2 feet taller and male.
I'll scrunch down. And
I don't think that.
I think I would be able to actually. No, I'm taller. How tall? You're 5'6", right?
Yeah, I'm actually a short human.
There's no way I'd be able to. I'm 5'8".
You're 5'8". Yeah, see, you're taller. But, yeah, I suppose we're going to be heading to the blacksmith at first before we do anything.
Okay. So you head to the blacksmith. So the nearest one is...
Do we go to the blacksmith
where
we got that
shield? Oh, yeah, we can go back to the same blacksmith man if we wanted to.
Yeah, because it was the elf that was making the thing for Thea and the man.
Well, the elf you're thinking of is Sagara Woodworks.
Yeah, and he recommended a place that we went for his shield.
Right.
Thea's longsword.
Is he even going to sell armor, you think? Or, I mean, it wouldn't hurt to try him.
You're thinking of Grolchek's armory. Where you went for a shield.
Yeah, and Thea's longsword.
Right. Well, no, you went to Telen Smithy. Armory. Makes armor.
Uh-huh. Smithy.
You don't remember that
nails,
whole exchange, right?
Or,
yeah. So yeah, what were you looking for?
I'm looking for scale mail, and I want to try to pawn off my studded leather to get me some kind of discount on the scale mail. Like, maybe right. Like some kind of exchange, you know, pay for the refitting, of course.
Gotcha.
I mean, I doubt he's going to give me a one-for-one trade, but hopefully at least some kind of discount. I don't know, you know, I'm going to try to use my knowledge that, you know, they're both armor. They're both worth a some amount. I don't know. I'm trying not to metagame.
Okay, so you're going to go to scale mail and just accept the disadvantage on stealth?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, yeah, you go to Grolchek's, and, you know, you notice he's there. Young human. He's pounding away on a helmet. Like, what can I do for you?
Hey, Grolchek, I don't know if you recall me, but
I remember you. How could I forget that outfit?
I know, right? Plus how loud I am. I don't blame you. Anyway, I am looking for some scale mail.
Yeah.
Because this studded leather is it's a little too light.
Looks like shit.
It's a little too light for my taste, right. I was wondering if I could maybe trade that in. Maybe you can give me a little bit of a discount on that armor, and, you know, I know you got to pay for the refitting.
Looks over your armor, and he's like, gave you 15 gold for that. Scale, and give you a flat 50 gold. That's cost on scale.
Okay, I give you my armor, you give me that scale mail. What if I give you 30 gold?
Roll persuasion.
Oh, roll of persuasion. 14 plus. I've also got. I forgot to. I'm looking at my old one. 721. I've got expertise.
What's that come out to? That's 45
mm-hmm.
total.
Yeah, it's just the 5 gold less. I didn't want to do anything too erratic.
48.
48. 47.
Fine.
All right.
Give
30
gold.
47. He's giving me the 15. 32. Thank you.
Do you have any
brightness on the wall?
Short sword.
Need. Don't deal in swords. Deal in armor. You go down the road, telling Smith you have all the blades you want. Good man down there.
Thank you, sir.
Minus 32. Why am I so bad at math?
Anything else I can help you with? All right. Thank you.
Just double check.
You want to go ahead and put that armor on now? I'll help you into it.
Sure, please.
All right.
You might want to make sure it's the right size. I'm guessing he'll fit it to my standard.
It's got leather straps on it. It fits on pretty well.
Yeah, I need to get into the smithy at some point if I'm waiting on him.
Do that.
If you're okay with that.
What?
I'm heading to the smithy. For next?
Sure. Okay. Before you go, Lovin, hit me.
Why?
Just do it.
Why?
Just do it. Just hit me, Lovin. Try to hit
poke.
Me. Smack it away. Hit me for real.
Why?
Just do it.
This is a bad idea, dude.
Fine. Get out of here.
Hey.
And so everybody goes to the smithy?
Yeah.
Yep.
All right. Then, you know, this is young dwarf there. He's hammering away on his sword. He's like, oh, yeah, I'm challenged. What can I do for you?
Hi.
Hello.
What do you have in short swords?
Short swords, okay. High quality or low quality?
Start with high quality.
High quality. Well, hold on.
He rummages around a little bit.
Significantly heavier than studded leather.
Well, I have 18 AC now, though, so
yay.
Hopefully I don't get murdered.
Scam that weighs 45 pounds.
45 pounds?
Yeah.
What page did you get that on?
I've searched on the searched online.
It's under the armor and equipment.
Hang on. I'll give you a page.
It's on that graph.
About a year ago. It's on page 145.
Thank you.
It's two pages away from weapons.
145,
you said?
Yeah.
So,
yeah,
go forward.
Pounds.
Go forward.
Thanks. I was looking at 154. I got that dyslexia going on. Scale mail is 45 pounds. Thank you. Yeah, I'm definitely still encumbered with that scale mail.
That's
why I have all my stuff. Come on. Okay. Talon comes back out with a nice short sword and a case, pulls it out. It's like, this is a really nice one. Only weighs a pound and a half. Normal weight's 2 pounds. You try it out. Flips it around.
Oh, my
feels really nice.
What are we talking?
I'm just going to run you 20 gold. Best blade I got.
So I'm not going to question the loss in weight. I'm going to put that on you for talent. So I'll just go ahead and pay the 20 gold.
Oh, okay. No, it's just, you know, it swings a little easier, feels better, looks a lot tougher.
Yeah.
Kind of like the difference between a steel blade and an iron blade,
you think,
almost. All right, thank you. Thank you. Well, anything else? Anyone else need any weaponry? Mm-hmm. Nothing? All right, then. Well, you all have a good day of remembrance.
Thank you.
You too, sir.
Oh, is that today? Remembrance Day?
Yes, it is. Day of Remembrance. Love of the Ready Reach.
Well, it's good to know.
Oh, yeah, we got to contact,
That's it. Wasn't there somebody we had to talk to?
Yeah, we had to talk to Circle of Light Girl.
Jalarazzi. The girl whose name you keep forgetting.
Shield, 6 pounds.
You'd be crawling into battle there.
No, I'm at 85 pounds. I'm still only
lightly encumbered. I know, I said you're
encumbered.
Going to be.
I'm getting close.
Yeah. This is going to be great, where you win the battle and you can't carry home any of the loot.
Yeah, if I hit heavy encumbrance, I get disadvantage on attacks and stuff, so it's like, at that point, I might as well be wearing no armor, you know? Gosh. As long as I don't hit that, I'm all right. I'll manage.
It's sad when you're thinking about using the ability score enhancement to bump your strength up first. And
oh, I know, right? No, I can't do that. I can't afford it.
Bard spending ability bonus on strength.
Right, yeah.
You have anything else? Well, we need to get rations.
Yeah.
That's something else to do while we're in the market area.
I'm good on rations. I just, I don't have any more.
Sure. I guess we'll go shopping real quick. And
you notice that half of the marketplace seems to be closed. There's a lot of signs out that say, you know, closed for Remembrance Day.
Remembrance, yeah.
Yeah. A lot of other places are open.
But
seems to be kind of based on what god they have, but even then it's hit and miss. So you don't have any trouble finding basic foodstuffs.
How much do you think we need? Five. Five each.
Given we're kind of blind at the moment, sure, five each.
Five, just kind of is a nice round number.
Yeah.
Okay. And you find a nice stall that's just selling, you know, general meat and dried fruit packets, five silver each, day worth of food, weighs 2 pounds.
It's pretty expensive. Can I try to talk him down at all?
Persuasion.
Might be because of her Remembrance Day, but 18 plus 7, 25.
Yeah, I suppose I'll give it to you. Being Remembrance Day and all, but at the same time, going to be hard to find a lot of the stalls open today.
Yeah, understandable. So, how about 2 for 3 silver?
All right, fine.
That's not, that's...
You're just carrying, you're taking 2 days worth?
Just 2 for 3 silver would be the rate.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
So, I mean, we'll just do 6 days for me, so 9 silver for me.
All right, fine.
She's got as much as you want to buy, if I were.
I'll just buy 18, 6 for each of us, and I'll just pay for it. It's not a big deal.
6 days? Okay.
So then I will have...
So that's an extra 12 pounds.
I have 12 again.
Somebody really needs
12 pounds just for you.
No, I'm thinking of not weight.
Well, no, I had 6 before left over, and I got 6 more, so I have 12.
So 2 for 3,
so I have
18, 9 times 3, 27.
Oh, right. Okay.
Or 2 gold, 7 silver.
I'll hold on to my gold for now, because I got a bunch of silver I need to get rid of.
Oh.
Okay. Ooh. I am still not encumbered. Getting real close.
Well, thank you for paying for our rations.
No problem.
No
problem. We are a team, aren't we? Or maybe for that, I don't know.
I'm
guessing
Lily and
Thea
are somewhere else. I would say they're at the magic college or something.
Are we counting as if we leveled?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we leveled. I think he said we leveled after the fight. So
after the fight, and then you rested.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so
during the walk to Greyhawk, we would have leveled. So, I mean...
Alrighty.
Technically level 3 right now.
So I have...
I'm just making sure I have all this information.
So, thematically, I will wait until tonight. Thematically, I'm going to wait until the night.
Okay.
I'm just going to add stuff.
Well, you would have definitely rested it.
No, I'm not counting the rest and stuff. Because there's, I think.
I don't think I'm going to use my spell.
As a player, I feel the character would have a specific threshold that I would have to do something.
No, I understand. Specific. RP, you're going there.
Yeah. That's good. It wouldn't want to affect anything for you guys.
No worries.
All right, so that's the marketplace.
Okay,
where are you heading to next, folks?
Yeah. Well, I'm pretty sure what I was going to do is not going to happen because of the Day of Remembrance. So I'm not going to take my chances. I can wait a day. Do you have anything we want to do for the Day of Remembrance? Like the Far Fallen friend, that ranger guy who opened doors. We should go remember him. That's what this day's about.
Can I just do a general check?
What is this day about?
Yeah, to know what the day is about. I imagine I would have learned about this when I was a child.
I
ran around at the fairs or whatever carny folk do. Play in cow dung. I don't know.
A day to remember all the dead and fallen.
So, yeah, we can go remember Chad.
We need to go remember...
Oh, no, what was it? That remake of Red Riding Hood? What's the name of it? Hoodwinked. Where the bad guy is the bunny, and he's like, you know, Keith!
You need a new name, Keith. Keith doesn't sound evil enough to be one of my henchmen.
I mean, we can go remember Tana.
Well technically.
Well, yeah, we could technically do that, too.
I mean, Chad just kind of left us.
He was taken because he was dead.
Chad?
Yeah, he died at the wizard.
He's still alive.
Trying to grab a weapon or something.
He just fell unconscious, and the wizard watched over him, and then he disappeared on
him. He vanished.
Right now he's...
He ran away. He was a coward.
Effective. But he's probably dead.
He might be dead. I mean, we can remember him all the same.
I'm going to assume he's dead.
That might be a good assumption, because we last saw him.
Presumption. Assumption is when you make a conclusion based on no evidence whatsoever. Presumption is when you make a conclusion based on the evidence you have.
We can presume that he is no longer among the living. I mean, should we want to go to like a fair and we could like throw his name into a hat?
We can remember that guy that was killed at the farm.
Yeah. Oh, you're right. What was his name? Abram. Abram.
Yeah.
You're right.
For sure. I've never actually done this before, so.
So you're babbling about all this at the marketplace, and the lady you bought the rations from is like, "Oh, you've never been here for a day of remembrance, have you?"
No.
No.
Oh well, normally it's done behind closed doors, family members, or out at the graveyard, at the graves of the fallen. I don't seem like you look like either of those is your way, is it? No. Well, back in the temples will do their own celebrating. I'm sure you could join in one of those. It's a very open day of understanding.
Kind of sounds interesting to go to a graveyard.
You'd go to the temple and join in the temple district. I'm sure they have many celebrations.
Sure, I'll follow you, Azra. You're more of the religious type than I am.
I go to Celestian's temple again.
Oddly,
you
we
head
end
back
up
in
the same
the temple
place.
District. It has been changed a little bit for the day. Several of the temples are actually closed, and out down the main street, there are different temple groups doing celebratory procedures. For example, as you walk past, you notice that same priest that you dealt with before at the Temple of Moradin, where they have a small forge set up out front, and there's a gentleman, a dwarf, and an anvil, and he's making strips, metal strips, pounding names into them. And then the person takes the strip and he drops it into the forge to be melted down as tribute. Things like that are happening.
Huh.
So just kind of different groups, and people are donating money for different functions.
Can I go buy like one of those nameplates to have a name put on it?
The priestess of Moradin kind of notices you guys walking up and walks around to the other side of their area to avoid you.
Not to, since the last time, yeah.
So, I mean, some of the other ones are there. There's, Biori, the woodland, they're taking little pieces of wood and, you know, carving them with names, and then they're dropping them in a bucket to be composted, you know, things like that. It's kind of different, just different celebrations of the dead based on different religions and different gods.
What's happening at the Celestian Temple?
Celestian Temple.
While we're walking by, I'll give them my sister's name to throw into the compost bucket.
All right.
Toss them however much they want.
Oh, it's all for donations, dear. All today is donations. Whatever you feel appropriate.
I throw her 2 silver.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, sir.
For some reason, I just picture Celestian being like, you fire a bottle. Carve the name at the stick of a bottle rocket and fire it. If they even respect this holiday.
Yeah, not all gods are probably on board with the remembrance.
You notice that there's nothing happening outside the Temple of Celestia, but the temple is open today. So I take it you're going to go in?
Yeah.
You go in and you ask about the, you know, the festivities outside, and the young priest greets you. It's like, oh, well, usually Celestian is worshipped at night. So if you come back after nightfall, we'll probably have put something together by then. But during the daytime, it's not really our style.
Fair enough.
And you would know that yes. And, whereas, like, Catholic Mass is done Sunday morning after the sun goes down.
Yeah.
All right, then I will be coming back when it gets dark.
Ah, thank you, dearie.
If you don't mind, I'm just going to stay. Then just pray and help around whatever is needed.
Grim doesn't really have a religion to follow, so I guess I'll go back to the...
We couldn't.
go back.
Grim has a religion.
It's called, yeah. He worships gold and money. No, I guess I'll go back to the tavern and try to drum up more business for Reynald.
What's that old joke? I spent most of my money on ale and whores. The rest of it I just wasted.
Right.
You're going back to the bar?
Yeah, I'll go back and try to drum up more business for this day of drinking.
I'll follow him just.
What's up, Loban?
Nope.
I'm walking away. Goodbye, Loban. Goodbye.
What would be a good thing for you to do? Is to maybe...
Are you
no, I'm just trying to offer an idea to a guy who I just saw do fun things with paper. Get people to sign their names on the paper. Sign their names on the paper and have them flutter away.
Oh my gosh, that's brilliant. I'm going to go do what Loban...
So, anyway, marketing done.
This is why Loban's the leader. I'm going to...
Don't make them pay for it.
Yeah, don't make them pay for it. Just do it as a nice...
Well, of course I'm not going to make them pay for it. It's all donations, of course. I'm going to follow that other woman's example, and
I'll
I'm going
help
to.
You out.
Well, where I need to make them do something though, not just fly away, like.
Make them into their favorite animal.
Can I go offer my assistance to the woman who is doing the compost?
Oh, and wood bits.
Yeah, and see if there's any way I can use my ability to help.
You could ask the person that has the name with their favorite animal.
Roll
D20.
I'm not trying to make money. I'm trying to. I rolled a 3.
You go up and you mention it, and the priestess of Biara is like, we don't really deal in paper. Too much process. We're back closer to nature.
So like a big bonfire that you guys do every night?
No.
Yeah,
you got us confused with a different temple there, laddie. We don't burn the forest. Have you seen that joke, that Big Bang Theory joke, where the two guys are talking and he's like to the Indian guy, did you have Smokey the Bear in India? It's like, no, we had Munmun the mongoose that taught us not to play with cobras. He's like, you had to be taught not to play with cobras? And he's like, you had to be taught not to burn down the forest?
Yeah, exactly. Oh, gosh, I don't know. I'm going to give up on the flying paper and just go back to Reynard, because it's what I know. Go help him. It was a good idea, I just needed I need something to tie it in, you know?
Well, you can ask for the favorite animal and not make it that animal and let them run away or fly away.
So you do head back to Reynard's, and as you start setting up outside, you notice there's this kind of... He's carrying a staff. He's wearing kind of just rough brown clothes. And he's like, a moment, sir. I think we might be able to make something out of that idea of yours.
Oh, you heard me talking about the...
I did indeed. I did.
Oh, well, I'm all ears.
I'd like to enter into a business proposition with you.
Ooh, you have my attention.
Yes. I'm a scribe down at the main office of recordings. Mm-hmm. So what I do have access to, and he pulls out his pouch, and he pulls out quite a bit of rough paper and a handful of simple pencils. And he's like, I think I do have the materials to make this work for you. Now, what can you add to this? I didn't catch everything about what you're able to accomplish.
Well, I'm able to use my magic to remotely control objects. Currently, right now, I can do it with the paper, and I can...
Well, let's have a look at it. Give me a show.
Sure. What's your favorite animal?
Oh, well, I always like rabbits.
I'll pull out my lute, and I'll play one, and I'll turn one of his little papers into a rabbit.
But he's like,
Yeah, I spent quite a bit of time practicing this.
We can work with this.
Wonderful.
So he goes around and says, start for a bit of a show for me.
Sure, I'll go walk around and...
And he's like, come on, you Nautilus's Day of Remembrance. Let's turn your loved one into one of these glorious little animals and have it fly away. And people are, oh, yeah, you're right. So he hands out paper and they mark down and he hands you the paper and they call out an animal and right? Everybody's having a joyous, grand old time.
Love it.
And you end up making 247 silver altogether.
I passed the man half of it.
Ah, well, thank you, sir. Nice doing business
with you. Thank
you
for the idea, and I'll give him a little wink.
Yes, happy to help. If you ever end up in the records office, ask for talent.
Thank you.
That was
happy to.
My idea. I said make him get him rolls. I was saying you could make.
I don't know. You should have rolled with it. But we never did. What do you say? It was 240 something.
247.
I'll give him half, so I'll just say it's 120. You're right. You did say that. You should have started your own business. You could have had something great.
Well, there's no business unless you agreed to it, and you did with him.
Yeah, I know. Hindsight. What was that man's name? I was writing
Talent.
Down.
Talent.
So how long has it been? So is it, like, dark yet, or?
I don't know how everybody's able to remember all these names. I cannot.
It's because I have a spreadsheet.
I don't have any of the names right now. I think.
To be fair, I've already forgotten the Smith's name and a couple of their names too. So
I have none of them.
My 20-second retention works. It's the past that it goes.
Well, you've also got the audio. I was playing a character in this other guy's game, and I was recording the game. And in one of these games, he had dropped the name of the bad guy that got away, and I noticed it and written it down. And later on, he figured nobody would remember it. I'm like, nope, that was her name. It's like, shit.
Did you pick her out of like a crowd or something?
No,
or?
It was a matter of, have you read the Book of Swords? Okay, so it's kind of a magical item that will go and kill somebody if you know their name.
No, they're, oh, okay.
Uh-huh.
Aha.
Right.
Nice.
So he figured that we would have to go find the name. He didn't realize that he had given it to us
already
at one point.
Yeah.
Like, oh, crap.
All right. Well, that's the first day up. Does anybody have anything else?
I was waiting for it dark to go back.
Oh, yeah, before
those.
Dark. You know what? I'll follow along, too. That sounds kind of fun.
All right. So you head back, and most of the other temples have shut down, and it's dark. And out in front of Celestian's temple, they have, you know, some benches laid out, and they're, you know, they have prayers going on, and they have some strange apparatus in the middle of the circle of tables. It's really interesting. It seems to be making use of the way the moon is right now. It's some type of focusing device.
Do we get a lot of magic from it? Smell real strong.
A little bit, but the circle, the whole area is kind of heavy and magic.
I'll go over to a priest or priestess and ask what it is about.
Oh, that's the still, dear. That's the moon still. Haven't you heard of the moon still? We bring it out every so often. It distills moonbeams.
Can you drink the moonbeam?
Well,
it's a still. I mean,
well, we don't give it out. It's our own internal.
Is it moonshine?
Oh, of course not.
Sorry.
No.
I had to ask.
We bring the still out and we use the good wishes of people and we focus with them and they remember their loved ones and then it's our internal process.
It's lovely.
Yes. So yeah, there's this little like drip tap going into this container. And they're you know, then taking bottles out of it, you know, taking it back into the temple. It's like, we bring this out every so often. Only some days can we use it. This is one of those days.
I will sit down and remember you pray some.
There's kind of people telling their stories like that, and some people are just praying. It's almost more like a church gathering than an actual, like, full service. There's nobody leading or something.
And I'll be off on the side somewhere, remembering the people I could not save. Like the guy that died in the farmhouse, like the guy in my background who I couldn't save, like my mother I still haven't saved, and praying for more strength to be able to prevent that in the future.
Okay. Grimm's not really a religious man. He already did his thing for his sister.
I'm praying for my parents.
Okay.
Or let me rephrase. Put me on the path that will lead me to being better able to defend them. To defend this in the future.
Right? It's like these downtime role-playing things. It's not really action filled.
No, I just have a picture of this is where I would actually go up to, like, their moment.
You can tell us a little bit about your backstory, or, you don't have to, but who are you praying for over there, Logan? Who's the person you lost?
We've lost a few people. I lost an old friend. He was a priest of Celestian. A very wise man. Taught me about this faith and taught me about finding a path when you don't have a home. Yeah, searching the world. Understanding the stars a little bit more.
Sounds like a very good man.
It also helped me try to save people from a port slave camp.
You were a slave once?
Yeah. I escaped.
Oh, crap.
Others didn't, so.
How'd you become a slave? Was that like your first?
Orcs raided where I lived.
See, I've been in a like a carnival my whole life, so I mean that all kind of broke up when something went wrong during one of the shows, and my sister was slain, and my father was put in jail of it. That's kind of why I've been traveling ever since. That was kind of the reason why I learned how to heal people.
Yeah. So we're both people that are used to the road in one way or another.
Yeah, I'm not really a religious type, though. It wasn't really the gods looking out for us. It was just kind of, we just kind of watched each other. Except I've kind of been alone these last few months. But this has kind of worked out, this whole group that we're doing.
Yeah, for the moment.
Yeah. Until we all die or get sold into slavery, like you've seen.
Your optimism is amazing.
Right? Yeah.
But I'm probably going to be here most of the night, so.
I will head back to the tavern.
I'll stay here too.
Okay. So yeah, the night passes.
Nothing happens.
Sorry, go ahead. We lost four now. Everybody, just losing everybody here.
A whole bunch of stuff I can write down.
That might be a good thing. You're
So as you guys, you two, stick around and you're talking, you realize that they are mentioning that tomorrow, the 12th, is a day of reflection for followers to reflect on their lives and their goals. The 13th, in 2 days, is a day of retribution, where solemn oaths of vengeance are typically sworn against those deserving it. And priests often publicly judge disputes among the faithful. And then Great Free Day on the 14th is a celebration ending the days of dedication, which is what this is all called. The first one where you got their day of remembrance was the start.
I don't really have any meeting or revenge against anybody, so...
Right, I'm just telling you what information you gleaned.
Is there what's after the day of remembrance? The day of revenge? Or
I forgot my login to your website. So what all did you get at third level? The ability to wear armor?
Medium armor. I got shields. I've got improved inspiration. My inspiration you can now use for damage rolls as well as for armor class rolls. It's actually really useful. And I've also got expertise and more HP, of course.
I got one new spell I learned, I got three new spell slots, and then I got a thing where I can change my spells to the thing I need, as well as an extra special spell.
So based on what you heard at the Temple of St. Cuthbert, Perrin and Tana will probably be available to at least be met and seen come Great Free Day on the 14th. And right now it's the 12th. So, I mean, we can just generally pass 2 days if you want.
I don't have much to do for 2 days. I would like to go to the Tinker's place if that's open at any point.
Alright, sure.
I would like to contact the girl about the stone, saying nothing. The stone has yet to do anything.
So what do you tell her when you talk to her? You just...
Well, I'm supposed to contact her every week to tell her anything.
You're sending, you're sending a message to Jalarazi?
Saying nothing has happened with the stone.
So again, this has the limits of a sending spell. Now you send a short message, 25 words or less, to a creature with your familiar. Then the stone only communicates with her, and they can respond with 25 words. You can
send the message across any distance and even to other plane of existence, but if the target is on a different plane than you, there's a 5% chance the message doesn't arrive. So, you get a message back that just says, thank you, I understand.
That's all your meta magic.
Yeah, I only get two of them, so I'm running down the two. But if I can use one of these and I could either like twist it or turn it or something.
Make it like longer, the range.
Right?
I'm just trying to level through.
No, it's all right. I heard the sigh. Your mom's staying there with Madison. I didn't realize that. I can give you a ride home. All right. But I don't think she's going to be back. Somebody should ask how Sarah is feeling.
So what should we do right now?
I think we were waiting for them to come
I still have to go to the Tinker place. Do you have anything you need to do in town? You can scout around for
jobs.
Got
my food. Does anybody have anything we should do for the next day or two while we wait for...
We can go back to the bar and I can...
I mean, while we wait for Magthrum, we know when Lily wanders back. I saw Thea wandered off. Does anybody have anything they want to do until maybe they wander back in? If you get what I'm getting at. We can go do, like, a small job. Maybe we can see if they have, like, a sewer they need cleaned out. Or...
Sure.
I can go back into the bar and get some money by gambling.
I think I'd rather clean the sewer.
I suppose we can go and check for a...
small job?
Yeah.
It doesn't take too long. Okay.
Yeah, something that'll just take a little while. Maybe something in town, hopefully.
Day or two at most.
Yeah, see, you know what I'm
I will note that I've probably come back looking slightly different.
Well, Logan, you are...
Slightly
different. You alright? You look a little... Look a little different. Is that okay?
I'm okay.
You okay, Logan?
Perfectly fine.
You look a little gray, or what? Do we know what's different about you at all, or is it just kind of hard to tell?
Just hard to tell at the moment.
So you're going to head to the Tinkers?
Yeah.
Alright. And you show up. Door's closed. I'm guessing you bang on the door.
Yeah.
Try to see if they remember you.
Yeah.
A little lower door opens. This gnomish face peeks out. It's like, yes, what can you do for you?
Yeah, I had this, some kind of little thing. I was told once that we could come back, that we were not members here, but... I was not a member here, but I was a provisionary.
Of course you're not. I don't recognize you.
Yeah, some kind of provisionary.
Provisionary. Who did you speak to?
I can't remember.
Well, then why should I be speaking to you now?
He said I could ask for a service.
Well, who did you speak to?
I don't remember.
I'll be absolutely honest, I don't think I do either.
I don't remember who got a name.
Well, you hold on. Just wait, and I'll see what I can find.
He comes out with a crossbow, and he promptly shoots you with it.
Oh, he just shoots you through the door. He wouldn't bother to open it.
That's not his. I've lots of names written down. That's not one of them.
It's hard to keep track of the names, right?
Not the game.
Especially the ones you don't interact
with. You
have
a big computer, though.
Like, it's been a month, like,
yeah,
real-time
wise.
Yeah,
since we even talked to, yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe even longer, because did we even talk to him last session? No, it was like the
session. I don't even know if he gave you a name. I don't have it down here.
See one of those little D6s you have?
Really hard to stick up. Really fun.
It rolls pretty well.
For dust.
I know, right?
I won't have dice that small.
I kind of like them this size. Got a bit of weight.
It just makes it easy when you have to, like, roll a few D6. Got
these. Oh no, I don't blame you for using it.
They're just cute. I just found them. I haven't used them yet. They're so tiny. I'm at home. I don't even remember if I
should have
tiny things.
I'm trying to find that D20 I like.
Oh, the big one.
Yeah.
Can I see your sword? I don't
know where it went off to.
My magic sword?
Well, I'm not there, but yeah, at some point during the day, since he's busy.
Sure. Yeah. Okay. You want the case too?
No.
Okay.
Wait, you can't smell the gift, can you?
Or can I?
It was like. You can't cast any spells, right?
That's okay.
You're not trickster. At third level, do you get spells, trickster, rogue, or?
Yeah.
Okay. Then yeah, you'd start smelling. Then you're able to smell.
What is it? What does it smell like, Logan?
I don't know. Because I don't.
This is new to me. It smells like your butt.
Magical, huh?
Magical butt. Yeah. Yeah.
It's like a pungent kind of smell, you know? It's
I don't
like,
know. This is new to me, so.
Like that gem she's carried? God, it's like somebody put on way too much perfume, you know? It's just like, oh, God.
You can't smell that now with it in its case.
Oh, I know, yeah. But like that, like open that thing up. It's like, woo, hit like get hit by a train, you know?
Yeah, being carrying it, I think I'd smell it a lot more.
Well, good thing it's in that pouch. I don't really smell it all the time. Gosh. Ooh.
I would think that would, like, kind of block my scent if I had that on all the time without the case. Look how strong it is.
We were going to, while we're waiting, maybe look for a small job of some kind. Maybe somebody has a bunch of rats in their cellar they want to get rid of, or...
Just, like, a small job that doesn't take that
something
long.
That doesn't, you know, while we wait for our friends to return, you know?
And be resurrected.
There's not really much going on with the,
Not only that, it's, like, a week of festivals.
Right.
So
there's not much else going on with that.
So, I mean, that doesn't surprise me.
Days of dedication going on. And at the same time, you find... Also, when you're going around looking for work, you find several groups of paladins from different temples offering such services for free. Mm. So, that's a little hard.
Do
you
see Magthrum anywhere?
Right.
Is Magthrum...
You don't see anybody from the Temple of Moradin except the
head guy,
the priest,
ran us off,
and the head woman actually was there. And there was one guy at the forge working there too, but he didn't look like he was actually from the temple.
He just looked like someone who was like.
You look like you more likely to find him down at you know one of the forges.
They found a dwarf and they said you're good enough.
Maybe they asked.
He wasn't actually even a dwarf.
Oh, that's kind of interesting.
I would just think he was a blacksmith because I.
Wow, that's,
well, when you're in the Temple of Moradin, they had a full forge in the temple, and that was pretty much the altar. Mm. Yeah, the altar is a... You know what an anvil is, right?
Mm-hmm.
Anvil's usually about this big, about that big, right? The anvil that they had inside the Temple of Moradin was like half the size of that table.
Wow.
Yeah, it was like 6 feet long and 4 feet high, and this was an anvil in use. But it was just massive. And the one he had out front was just a little portable one on a stump.
That would be fun to move.
I think they installed it the first day they made it, and they never touched it again.
Made it in there or something.
Well, it had to have been a hell of an undertaking, because you know, you can't just pour in place something like that.
Right,
it has to be you know, heated
brought
and
in
quenched
somewhere,
and brought up to temperature and tempered. And so it's quite an impressive display to have that there.
Either that or some really strong magic moves in, who knows?
It wasn't just for show, because, you know, they got racks of hammers, they have a full forge all right there. That is the temple. So you wait at the Tinker's Guild for a while, and, you know, about 30 minutes pass.
Okay.
And then the little opening slides open, and it's like, yes, is somebody still there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Laban, right?
Loban,
all right, yes, come in. Slides it back.
Opens
the door, door. Short little guy there, and he's like, yeah, Fazzle Fizzwizzle, what can I do for you?
I'll be a helpful name to write down. I remember there was a guy who said that we could ask for something to be done.
That was me!
Oh, excellent.
Don't remember me, do you?
It's been a long week.
Yeah, sure.
nice babies that you're with.
One of them went back to work at the Circle of the Eight, and the other one is...
What should be saying?
Let's just say she wasn't who she said she was.
You just dropped one
Not
of the names
little.
Of...
Well, that word explaining her gift, now wouldn't it? Well, my... Well, do, of course, come on in.
Yeah. The other one's reading a book somewhere.
Well, what can I do for you? What can we help you with?
Yeah. I was thinking of having, like, an automaton.
Automaton?
Yeah, automaton.
Oh, yeah.
But maybe, like, a spider. And specifically, if you want something weird, can you have it, like, attached to the hilt of a sword? To make it look like a short sword? Yeah, I'm being picky.
Well, we have made giant spiders. But the super small, you're looking for something small.
Yeah,
that's
the...
beyond what we can accomplish at this point.
I've
made that. We'd love to be able to. It can't be done.
Okay. So, how about a dog?
Well, that... Let me see here.
If none of that's available, that's fine. Maybe yeah. Even just a simple, like, telescope?
There you go. Binoculars?
Binoculars, something like that.
So he starts going into the explanation of kind of the basics of tinkering. You can create, you know, automatons replicating form and function of a natural creature at levels. You start with things like manual operation. You directly control its operation, like a puppet.
Yeah.
Then it has a simple pre-programmed routine. It would walk in a certain... system and take money, things like that. And then you have complex pre-programmed routines. Then simple reactive routines and complex reactive routines. The higher up that scale, the more complicated, the more time, the more effort, the more knowledge.
Okay.
At this point, he can only make simple pre-programmed routine items, basic things.
Okay. So how about maybe a telescope or viewing lens that unfolds itself on a worker.
Spyglass.
Yeah. On a pre-programmed.
Right. Working on.
So he, you know, he's like, let me take you into my own personal workshop and I'll show you what I've been doing.
So here he shows you a few different things. He's got a few clockwork toys that, like he said, little noisemakers or devices that will move around in circles and just, you know, the smallest ones, they're still kind of
bulky.
Big. I mean, the smallest one is like the size of what we would, like a motorcycle helmet.
Yeah.
You know, it still operates pretty simply. And you look at these and they're very, like, below. Are you familiar with the Antikythera device?
Yes.
Yeah. You're looking at that kind of, he's cutting gears by hand, you know.
Yeah.
This is all really detailed work. It looks like a clockworker's toy shop here.
Yeah.
And he's got, you know, pulls out this unit. It's pretty big. And he's like, see this? Isn't it beautiful? And it just looks like a circular globe. And he pushes a button, and this flame pops up the top. Fire! And he's like, oh, and look at this. He brings over this wooden box. He's like, see this? Opens it up. And it starts playing music. Poorly. You know, he's like, yeah, it's lovely, but I know I'm not a musician. He closes it back up.
I know a bard you could work with to maybe tune that out.
No, that's a possibility. I don't work with anybody. Usually I don't even bring anyone back here, but I trust you. So he's like, let's see. You want a farsight lens, huh?
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of what he's going to pull out. He pulls out a shoe, and he's looking at the shoe, and you look into the shoe, and you can see a mile away or something.
Have a
worked out why you'd have to put it on your foot, though. But I got it to work now. It's just...
best thing I would say would be a monocle, that way, or something like that. That way it could be hooked on and you'll see through.
That's a magical picture.
So you can just go rummaging around. It's like, I think we could make something like that. Hold on a little bit. You can even use your help. So he starts pulling down some miscellaneous metal tubes and glass lenses and things like that. He starts to put stuff together and ends up with, it's two pieces. One slides into the other. The telescope you're used to. The single tube is about that long and it's about that big around.
Yeah.
And it ends up weighing about 5 pounds. And you pull the other one out and sure enough, it is a basic spyglass.
Yeah.
And he's like, this will probably do what you're looking for, won't it?
Yeah.
There you go. Appreciate your help. You gave me some good ideas there. I'm happy to come back anytime.
Oh, excellent. If I find time for that bard, I'll come back. Maybe we'll have some pre-written music.
I think we should probably meet up somewhere outside this shop and we'll talk about that.
Yeah, fair enough. It's a pleasure seeing you again.
Of course, of course. You do have a good day then. And do be sending those lady friends back of yours then if you get a chance.
Okay, old man.
That's Fazzle Fizzle.
Well,
Fizzle.
Duh! Yeah, yeah. Fazzle Fizz Whistle.
Fizz Whistle.
Fizz Whistle.
Fizz Whistle.
Reminds me of
Fazzle
Fizz Whistle. Oh, God. I love crazy names. There was a tax collector. Gerdod Grizzly Flow.
Gerdod
Grizzly Flow.
Yep. I'm done, so wander on back.
Oh, Logan, you're back. What'd you get? How was the
spyglass?
Pull out that. Well, whoa, what's that? What's that?
Spyglass or farsight lens?
Farsight lens.
There we go. Yeah.
Can I see it?
No. Not at the moment.
Grim is physically distraught.
It's not useful.
He's
at the moment.
Sad that he couldn't look at your new device. Just gonna pout in the corner.
It's not useful at the moment.
Anybody else have anything they need?
Not at the moment.
Can I see your calendar, please? See your calendar.
Today is.
I'll ask Azra like we're doing it in our feet.
Ain't a calendar. It's a calendar.
Today's the 12th. Okay, so it looks like the old full moon is coming up. Okay, good to know.
That depends which moon you're talking about. There's two different moons actually.
Oh.
That is the one you're seeing there is Selene. Is new on the 15th.
What's the difference between Luna and Selene? They look exact. I mean, on this one, they look the same.
I can't remember which one's bigger.
Which one is the one that is currently waxing? Is what I'm asking.
Day of Remembrance saw Luna waxing.
Okay. So then it'll be Luna full. Luna.
I'm just curious when the next full moon is.
So
here
Luna
we go.
New will be on the 15th.
Luna is not much larger than Selene, but the difference is noticeable.
Okay.
So on the
15th,
it'd be Luna new. All
right. I'm just curious.
Luna appears as a featureless silver disk, varying between white, silver, and gray, with cloud cover creating a slight sense of changing patterns.
What color is the other moon? Is it the same color or a little different? Or is it like green, like Warhammer? Warhammer has a green moon. Other than that, while we're waiting for that information, does anybody have anything else they need to do?
Nope.
No.
Oh. All right.
Yeah. I may have a project for you.
What's that?
They have...
Selene is aquamarine.
Okay, kind of like a blue then.
Mm-hmm. So, the guy at the Tinker's Guild is not very good with music. And he tried to make a little box that sang a song, or played out a little tune. But he, again, said he wasn't a musician, so he had no idea what he was.
I can give him, like, if he just needs some musical scales or something. I mean, that sounds more like a... Do the notes sound wrong, or did you...
It just sounds wrong. So, if you want to talk to him a little bit, maybe?
I mean, I don't know anything about tinkering. How, do you know how he makes those sounds?
This isn't about tinkering, it's only about music.
How does he make those sounds?
I have no idea, and I'm not even...
Because, I mean, I strum mine. Does he have, like, a little instrument in there?
I know. Don't even try to consider it. Just, you know music. He knows tinkering.
Sure, I can go look at his little box. I'm really interested on how it makes music without any strings. Or
I'm sure you're fascinated.
No strings attached.
Yeah, no magic. I mean, what is this strange thing he makes without magic? There's no magic in it, you say? Or
I don't think so.
Gosh, that is the strangest thing.
Sure.
It moves on its own, you say. No magic.
What is magic?
Magic.
No magic. That's the magic of the cat people. It's the magic.
It doesn't work with any magic, you say. I mean, I can go look at it if you like. I mean, does he...
It's not a matter of looking at it. Just answering questions.
Sure. I don't know anything about making music without your fingers or strings.
But you know
or...
music.
A bit of music. You say he can make it move without magic.
This is not... Don't think less on that and think more on the
music. Can you make things
music.
Move without magic? That's amazing.
I would ask Nia if he's going to keep on asking
questions.
Put
a duck on the floor.
That's all right. There's no magic or anything?
No,
God, that's
moves.
Amazing. How did you do that?
That must have took months to make. Yeah.
Really?
Not really, no.
Does it look like a duck? Or
yeah, it is actually a duck.
Is it like a yellow?
It is a yellow duck.
Like a yellow little duck.
With wheels. Oh, it doesn't move.
I almost want to like take a bath with it, you know? Do you think does it survive in water? I mean, should I? Do you want to test it out?
No.
Or? How do you get it to move? Do you like concentrate on it, like magic,
can I
or
do something else so he stops asking questions?
Yeah.
I think I've seen that Tim Conway skit on the Carol Burnett show where he's talking about elephants.
Yeah. Oh, gosh, the Carol Burnett show. I haven't heard it. Seen that in so long.
They're doing this skit. It's Carol Burnett and the mama and this other guy and Tim Conway sitting on the couch. And it's like this game they're playing, like Trivial Pursuit. And Carol Burnett keeps trying to offer a question to mama. And Tim Conway keeps talking about stories about elephants, like that he saw a Siamese elephant. Connected at the trunk, right? And he keeps giving a little pause, and he goes on and on and on, and they're like, you know, and he's like, yeah, when one of them sneezes, the other one's eyes get real big. And then a little pause, and Calvert and it takes a drink, puts it back down, puts a card, all right, your turn, Mama. And Mama's like, is that little asshole done? And everyone just falls off the couch because it's like, all right, you know, he's going to disrupt us again. Go ahead, you know.
All right, let's go
things
talk.
Things you can't put on television.
Let's go talk to your... does he want to talk to me? I mean, I can...
I offered you as a source, and I'm borderline regretting that decision.
I mean, I don't... That's amazing how you did that with the duck. I mean, you know more than I do.
So, you play an instrument. I don't question you on how you do it.
Right, maybe, but I mean, anybody can play it. I mean, just...
Yeah, no.
You got that duck to move on its own, though. That's amazing.
You got that
he
instrument
most likes
to play.
He learned it, or made it. He didn't ask questions about
that's
it.
That's amazing.
If he doesn't want to talk about it, stop asking.
Next, you're going to be telling me he can make light without fire. And magic. No magic. How do you do that?
I don't know.
He's amazing. I'm trying to RP this out. What do you want me to say?
That's fine. Let's bring me to maybe tomorrow, next day.
Sure. we got a few days to burn until Tana's back.
Maybe get some music. Do you write it on paper? How do you?
I can give him like some music I've heard.
How would Greyhawk like music?
If he wants to get like a really good song, we might want to go to the Bard's College and see if he can, you know, commission a song. I mean,
as much a commission as I'm just. It doesn't need to be complicated. It just needs.
He
to
just
be
wants
song.
A little song. Okay, sure. Yeah,
I can
sing him a song of my people.
It's not a singing thing, just instrumental.
Well,
just
play all right, I'm going to say this: that I do not believe at this point in Greyhawk there is such a thing as written music.
Okay, done a written music.
Yeah.
Okay, so there's. Is there a musical scale at all or anything?
Yes, but it's not. There's not written and read music. You play, and then somebody else that has an ear for music understands that, and they play. It's like you're taught directly how to play music.
Okay, so maybe maybe find a short sequence of. A short sequence of sounds that he might be able to.
We'll just do that. Just the
probably
most...
shorter, but okay.
Tetris.
Well, like that, and also like, what was it, Chopin? Chopin did like the most famous notes. I don't remember. Anyway, he goes da na 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 na. Anyway, yeah. We'll go with that. We'll go with that theme. That's
the theme to Tetris.
Yeah, I'm thinking of a different one, but that one works just great.
So we really have to make him paralyzed or unconscious for him to stop speaking.
Are you trying to get me to stop talking?
Yes.
You can just say, grin, it'll be okay.
Sometimes you have to work.
It won't work,
you
but,
need
I mean...
okay.
I have silent spell, I can
Avalon,
make it really
Avalon,
quiet.
You need to remember, the situations like this, it's best to try and distract and, what's the magical magician word for it? Redirect.
Redirect.
Right? You say, oh, play me one of those lovely songs that you play. Yeah, right? You know?
Ones where you don't have to sing.
Right, exactly. Who's played Skyrim?
Yeah.
I have.
Ragnar the Red?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
The bards in Skyrim have this habit of singing Ragnar the Red. It is one of the most annoying, repeated bard songs. One of the first add-ons was
in
to
every,
stop the bards from
yeah,
singing.
Yeah, in every Ragnar town they play it, so it's
they play the same damn song. Yeah.
I played it so much, I almost wanted to take an arrow to the knee.
Right?
Well, sure, I suppose we can go and have a chat with this man.
This makes me think of, Gore. Oh, the Tauren in Orgrimmar in World of Warcraft that people kept killing all the time.
Oh, I have no idea what that is.
It's...
Would I be able to venture along to
God,
see what he's
Gammon.
Doing?
Would
or,
do you have any interesting ideas you can offer someone?
You could probably come with us. I mean, they might turn you away at the door. But I don't even know why they're going to let me in. I mean,
that's not as much letting you in. You're definitely not letting you in.
Yeah, there's no way they're letting me in. I mean, I know how annoying I am. I'm not surprised by this.
So the interesting thing, Gammon was this NPC in WoW. And you need to be able to pickpocketing for a quest. Well, anybody that your rogue character could pickpocket, you could also attack because they were neutral. So people would go in there, and Gammon was like level 17 out of level 60, right? So they go in there and just kill him every time they went to town. And eventually they patched it, and one patch they gave him like his own specialty weapon and made him way high level. So people would come, oh, I'm gonna go kill.
You're gonna go kill Gammon.
Whoa, and he just got slaughtered because you're like, wait a minute. That changed, you know.
Gammon's been lifting, you know.
Right, yeah. Exactly, yeah. Right. You know? And he's
Gammon's
all pissed because everybody's been killing him.
Yeah, he's got enough.
Right.
Tired of paying that cost to resurrect.
Yeah.
So, yeah, let's... all right. I'll schedule that for tomorrow.
Sure.
Try to get it scheduled.
Did you give him a date, or...?
Not yet. I didn't know what you were going to do.
All right,
just
right back. So I'll just speed this up. You're going to head back and talk to Fizzwhistle. Yeah, he's there. He wants to say, I'm free tomorrow. Yeah, we can do that. Let's meet over. What place we can go have a meeting at? There's a place to go have a meeting.
When you tell me about this, I'm going to try to, like, write down a tune on one of my...
Fuck out of me here.
I'm going to write down...
Well, let's just go use Jacob's books. I like JB.
Sure.
He's a good little half.
Yeah. Alright. We'll meet you there at whatever time.
At the appointed time, at the appointed place, we'll do all the appointed things.
Yes. Wander back to the tavern.
So, blah, 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 blah. The speed time. So, you go to Jacob's, and he's there, and he's got some papers and parts on the table. He's like, oh, hello, Lovin.
Hello, Fazzle. This is Fazzle.
Fazzle Fizzwizzle, at your service.
Hey, Fazzle Fizzwizzle, I'm Grimmie. I'm Grim.
Good to meet you there. I've been told you know music.
Yes.
Well, I've got a little thing I'm working on. He's got this metal plate. He cuts in it in little parts. And he's like, see, oh, this doesn't sound right. And he pings the little metal bits.
Do they sound in tune?
They sound horribly out of tune.
Horribly out of tune?
Horribly out of tune.
Do you have the tools here to adjust these, correct?
Yes, I can, but there's a complication because I can't apparently hear how they adjust correctly. So, like, he takes out a little file and file, file,
are you,
file.
You're able to hear, correct?
I can hear it, but I don't recognize when it's right.
Can I pull out my...
He can't carry a tune in a bucket, kind of.
Right. I want to pull out my lute, and on one of his notes that he's playing, I want to try to match that note and play it over and over until he can try to tune it to mine.
You guys are working at this a little while, And Jacob comes over, and he's like, can you step outside? You're just too loud. Taz is like, oh, of course, Jacob. Sorry.
Yeah, sorry.
You go out to one of the reading tables that's out front. You sit down, and you do, and people are coming along and kind of curious, and Fazzle's kind of like...
Yeah, everybody's looking at
him. He's awfully a little secretive about his whole thing. Yes. Yeah. And eventually he kind of gets it. You start cutting away, and, you know, it eventually makes out to where you've got a full...
At the very least, I want to get his tune right.
What the hell do you call it? A full scale.
A scale, yeah.
Scale is coming out. He's like, ah, oh, yes, I can tell. That sounds better. That's lovely. That's darling. I love it. This is terrific. Excellent.
Yeah, if you like, we can maybe try to... Do you already have a song in mind you wish to play?
Oh, no, I haven't gotten that far at all.
Well, do you have a sweetie or anything you wouldn't mind knowing
about? I got no time for women, sorry, no.
Okay,
Work to do, that's
your mother used to sing you a song.
No, she's been gone many a year.
Are there any work songs that are popular?
Yeah.
Work songs?
Yeah, something to keep you guys motivated.
We usually work in our own labs. We don't usually work together. We keep our own things awfully private. Share some, but not much.
Does Greyhawk have like a national rousing anthem or...
Well, you know, as you've probably seen, most of Greyhawk isn't all that terribly rousing to start with.
No.
He's kind of pinging away. He's like, this should do. Lovely, quite
nice. I know a tune I can give you, and I'll play him the Tetris theme just for shits and giggles.
No, that's interesting.
I'll
have to finalize a better set of this, and then we'll get down to writing specifics for it. This is one of many projects. Got lots of projects going on right now.
That's real interesting how you can make it play without magic.
Oh, yes. It's quite a labor. It's taking a lot of time and effort.
Well, I'd be happy to help if you ever, you know, maybe we could work together.
Play that lute for a minute.
Sure.
You watch it.
Play that Tetris tune.
Saying, I notice you're picking at that with your fingers.
Yeah.
That must be a little rough on the fingers.
A little bit. I probably have a lot of calluses by now because I don't think I use a pick. They don't use picks. It's not like a guitar.
But he kind of starts cutting away at a chunk and he kind of makes a pick out of metal. He's like, here, try this.
Oh, thank you. I'll grab that.
At first, it sounds like crap.
Oh, right. Because I'm not used to using
the string. And it actually snaps one of the strings on your lute when you get down to the last string.
Like,
I don't think that's going to work at all, is it?
No, do you have something a little softer? Maybe a softer material?
Not with me, but it's something I'll put on and I'll be thinking about.
It's interesting. Like a maybe a kind of strange material you don't normally see. I don't want to metagame.
Don't know. I probably use wood, but I don't usually work in wood. Metal, most things I make out of metal.
Metal, yeah. Have you ever... I won't say anything. I don't want to metagame too hard. Maybe the chemist might know something.
There ain't no plastic in Greyhawk.
I know nothing about instruments. Can you use metal wire instead of string?
suppose, but I mean, I don't know. I can try. Do you have like a maybe like a copper wire or something I can try to pluck? Or I'm gonna be honest. I know a lot of time we use horse hair. If I think was real popular in instruments.
Most of the strings that you find right now are made out of animal guts.
Some kind of hair. Way. Yeah, hair.
Not,
or
hair
guts
is too big.
Or,
yeah, it's guts and tendons.
Isn't that what a violin is made out of? They use some kind of hair.
They use horse hair.
Yeah, horse hair. I thought it was. Yeah.
Yeah, they're.
So it's not treated
bows.
With.
Their
stuff.
Bows are horse hair.
Yeah.
So
he's
plastic string.
You notice he's got a little sundial on the table, and he's like, "Oh goodness gracious, I got to be going. This should cover your assistance and get you a new string for that."
Thank you.
He hands you a coin. You notice it's platinum.
It's platinum. Oh. Oh.
Yes,
thanks.
It's been quite helpful. I do appreciate he kind of gathers his things up and pulls.
Sure,
little.
I'd be happy to assist you.
Yes, I'll be in contact later. What have you been staying while you're in town?
What was the name of that inn? Sorry. Something.
Guild of something.
The Gilded Mug.
Gilded Mug. Oh, decent place. Decent
probably
place.
Here for the next couple days at least.
Okay. Well, when I need your help again, I'll leave a note there for you.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
We'll look forward to it.
Thank you. You'll be too having a good day.
After he leaves, Lobin, do you got change for a motherfucking platinum?
How much is a platinum?
Is it like 10 gold or something? I thought
it was 10.
I think it's 10 gold.
10, yeah. I didn't think it was that much. I literally don't have 10 gold.
Well, thanks for your assistance.
Tell you what, Lobin, give me 6 gold and I'll let you have this platinum.
No.
What do you mean? You helped me. I got to
No,
you
I just found the job. I don't... You did the job.
No, you assisted me. It's finder's
He's trying to offer you. Yeah, exactly.
If you don't want the money, I mean, I can keep it, but I'm offering it to you.
Okay. In this case, take whatever is my portion and donate it to the Church of Celestion.
All right. I give you 4 gold coins to give to this Church of Celestion.
Okay.
Rather than do the good deed yourself, you just give him the money.
He represents the thing.
Yes, but you see, he's trying to have a moral effect on you, obviously, right?
All
right.
I'll go and give it to the place.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
This is great.
I greatly appreciate your help.
Sure, I'm going to go back. I don't want to do that right this second, though. Do it in a bit.
How many days has it been since we've gotten here?
This is our second or third day?
Yeah, second or third.
This is...
At least day 3. Yeah, this would be day 3.
We are on the 13th.
Oh, then it's been 4 days.
So this is the day of retribution.
Day of retribution.
So we came here on the 10th.
What's tomorrow? Great.
Free day. So I think it's been, because we went back. So on the 14th we should go to a place and they should be done.
I almost don't want to go outside during the day of retribution.
Right?
I just have a bad feeling going on the streets.
Yeah, I don't know if
we want
to... Yeah, people are going to...
You do notice that there are not a whole lot of people out today, and you do notice several more shady-looking folks wandering around the streets.
Retribution. Yeah, just wait for one of them to walk up and say, "I don't like your gym."
What I picture more is they walk up and say, "You broke the law. You walked outside with your left foot first," or something.
Oh, like that. Well, you notice they can do that any day, but this is more the day when people are like,
go looking for a fight,
taking contracts.
Killed my father,
right?
Yeah.
So you guys, after you're done at Jacob's, you go walking back, and this guy comes up to you and he's like, "So it'll be the day of retribution here. Anything I can help you folks with?" He's wearing all black, carrying a long sword.
You can have a wonderful day.
Oh, well, you do too. Thank you.
And I kind of walk away at a quicker pace. Unless somebody wants to hire him. I mean, I got no enemies.
Right, I'm good.
I could always hire him to go bother those 2 guards that bothered me.
Go send him off to the orc cave thing that we've kept going into.
Oh, jeez, yeah.
Lovin, I can't remember. Are you a halfling or a gnome?
I'm a gnome.
No, okay. So
is this Day of Retribution, is this like everybody's religion, or is it like a gnome or an elven or a human
thing? No, it's
thing,
kind of more of a general
gods kind of thing. Is it like daylight savings where we just
kinda.
It's kind of like the top or the high of the season and it's just kind of growing?
It's just a well-known thing.
Okay.
You know,
like how Christmas isn't even about Christ anymore. It's just Christmas. I see what you're saying. All right, well, unless anybody else has anything to do, I'm pretty good.
Yeah.
Alright, so you just pass the day away and wait for free day.
I just have a feeling that day is not going to do anything good.
What's that?
I just have a feeling that nothing that day is going to end up doing anything good.
The day of retribution?
Yeah.
I mean, it's unlikely that...
Yeah, that's entirely possible. It'd be pretty easy to find a job, but also that job probably wouldn't be a very good job.
It'd be murder someone,
yeah.
You know?
Go steal someone's something.
Yeah, steal their son to give to the local, I don't know, witch.
Basically,
you know,
like a one-day version of The Purge.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, if you guys want to, we could go and... murder someone. it's not quite what I'm
looking
for. You
say it so nonchalantly. Let's just go murder somebody. When did you join the assassins?
Yeah, I don't know.
For real. I didn't take that subclass.
Alright, well, following day, does...
Alright. You head back to the Temple of St. Cuthbert, and there's major celebrations going on all through Temple Road, including the days.
And they all just got busy drinking for 4 days straight. They finally got around to Tana.
That's
right.
Brett.
She was stinking up the back room. They had to do something, you know.
So the High Priestess, whose name I can't remember.
Oh,
Eteria.
Irati?
Irati, yeah. And is wandering around seeing to all the festivities, you know.
Ready? We
we'll walk in.
Hi.
Yes, I do remember you. I do remember
you.
See
you walking around. Does that mean good news?
Yeah. Yes. Head back in. Up by the altar. Turn to the right. Second door on the left. Sorry, too busy. Too busy right now. Too many things to handle.
I'll go to the altar, but I'll go to the first door on the left.
It is
locked. Just like it's a mistake, you know?
Second.
Yeah, we'll go to this.
All right, that one's actually partly standing open, and you look inside and you see that Tana and Perrin are sitting down actually playing cards.
Oh, knock on the door.
It's partly open. They see you, and Tana's like, oh, hello, hello.
Tana, you're alive!
Who are you again?
Azra,
that's right.
Do you remember me, Tana? What all do you remember?
You're... Grim!
Close
Grim.
Enough!
Grim! Yes, right. I got badly hurt.
Do you remember going into the ruins, or... What do you remember? Do you remember the...
Not much.
I'm just glad you're okay.
Yeah, we're glad you're alive.
Oh, thank you. I do try to remember your faces. Yes.
You're looking a lot better now than you were a few days ago, for sure.
From what I hear, yes. Perrin's kind of like, she didn't really want to come back.
Oh.
No.
No, it was a bit of a struggle.
Yeah. Does Perrin look fond of her at all?
Yeah.
Stricken at all? Would I use the word? Unknown. Can I do an insight check?
Roll.
I did a
12
insight check. Hard to tell, maybe.
Don't know.
It's
possible, but it might not be, because he's always been... Perrin's not acting any differently toward Tana than he's acted toward everyone else.
Okay.
If he's interested in her, he's hiding it, you know.
Or maybe he's not interested. It's hard.
There's only a bed for one in the room. So
given what happened, I believe it's kind of fair if we... is there anything we can do for you?
Well, time. I feel stronger now. It's been 4 days and back to what I think is about normal. I don't hurt anymore.
Yeah, we feel somewhat responsible for your untimely demise. So there's something we can do for you. We'd like to.
Well, all things happen that are going to happen. That's fate.
Oh, well.
All right.
Well, glad you're okay.
Yeah, we're glad to see you alive, at least.
Yes, I'm better now, yes. Did I used to have a shield?
Yes, but we were more
focused on... might have been left at the battle.
Oh, all right. I think I'd like to get that back.
We can go back there later,
but there are some unsavory characters still there. We can go
unsavory characters everywhere.
We can go give it another go if you're with us.
What's that little one?
It might be buried under some debris.
St. Cuthbert's all in favor of hard work. That's about time I get out of here. I've been sitting around enough.
Well, should we...
I don't want to go back
I think we know what to expect, maybe?
We know what to expect, but okay. We also know we're down 3 people.
Sideboard. We're going to have Jeffrey back next time. And we'll have Destiny and Sarah back next time. Mm-hmm. So I hate to say it, but I think we should probably just end here and continue after everyone else is back.
That might be best.
Before you leave town, and we have to figure out how they catch up.
That was why I was like, let's not go, because then, you know, we'll get there. And then we're in the middle of combat, and then, you know, next session rolls around.
I have actually been building with this specifically in mind, knowing Jeffrey would be back next game.
Okay. So, either end it here, or if anybody has anything else they need to do, you know, now's the time to do it.
Do we want
to,
since if we're going back there, wouldn't we, it would be prudent to find something that's like a... alchemist fire or something that would help
oil
in an area.
Or a flask of oil we could throw on them and then somebody could shoot a firebolt at them. That's
I
a good idea. Can we go buy like a flask of burning oil? Like stuff that would go in a lantern or a petroleum-based item.
Don't you know an alchemist Grim?
I don't remember what everybody is.
Well, you've been wondering. No, I'm just out of character. Don't you know an alchemist? There's an alchemist in the town, isn't there?
Oh, I suppose there is somebody I can go and try to track down, but whether or not they're there is another question.
Just saying.
So you bat her around ideas. Yeah, you know, there is a place you guys do remember outside the marketplace. It's a little alchemy stall. So you could probably go check that out.
Sure. We'll go to that alchemy stall. And kind of go look around and see if the man is selling any oil.
Or alchemist fire. Or alchemist fire.
What is alchemist fire? I don't know.
But it's in the player's handbook, I think.
It's like self-igniting napalm, I think.
Okay.
Here, alchemist fire. The sticky adhesive fluid ignites when exposed to air. As an action, you throw this flask up to 20 feet, shattering it on impact, making a ranged attack against a creature or object.
Yeah, that's something we need right there. Weapon. It's a grenade. It's like, yeah.
It's
napalm in a can.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's like a Molotov cocktail.
Yeah, exactly. That's good stuff. Yeah, I suppose we'll, if that's not like 100 gold per bottle, you know.
It's not cheap.
Sounds dangerous.
But maybe a flask of oil. Use that to ignite the flask of oil. That way they don't have to burn a spell.
It's not.
Well, you
stuff.
Can even firebolt. You can't
firebolt is
a
spell.
I'm just saying that's another action. Take that
so you, you
turn.
Head
I see what you're saying. Something that'll burn.
Yeah,
it's a good idea.
There's a little shop. Oh, it's about half the size of this room. And it's called Whiz Pop Alchemy.
Okay.
And then there's a gnome there. He comes out and he's like, oh, nice to see you. My name's Fable. What can I do for you?
Basically, we have an infestation problem.
Oh. You need an exterminator, eh?
Exterminator. Yeah, there's some pretty tough buggers, though, and they put the good area.
That's no interesting.
It's a very large rodent problem. We have many of them. In.
Well, you know, you can either poison them or burn them, I suppose. Or
we're
some
thinking
other
that
effect.
Our one of our friends are deathly afraid of them. She wants to burn the house down.
Yep, maybe poison.
Poison,
but they're
pretty
tough. So I don't know if that
would
work.
I say we just burn the whole house down. You know, yeah. Going with the showstopper.
Burn the house down. Just have to throw away the whole darn house.
Well, you know, you can always buy a pint of oil and then light it. But since you'll be coming here, I'm guessing you'll be wanting something a little more, you know, explosive.
Or more like, yeah.
Yeah, we really want the rats.
Let's just say we don't have
die.
Time to light this fire.
Yeah.
Well, then, you know, you go with the standard. Here, and he wanders around, he pulls off this little box and opens it. And it's a little padded case, and there's six little bottles in it. And it's like, self-igniting fire. Good stuff. 25 gold a bottle.
Don't look at me. I don't have that kind of money.
Does it cover, you just hit a person with it?
Yeah, you break it open, it ignites when it's exposed to air. That's why it's in this padded case. You don't want it to end up breaking in your bucket.
Oh, yeah.
How often do you walk around with liquid nitrogen and stuff like that, you know?
More like walking around with
what's not nitric nitrogen, it's called
nitroglycerin.
Nitroglycerin, thank
yeah.
you.
That actually explodes really well.
I mean, I think it's a good purchase, but I can't afford any of it. I'm way too broke.
They have some.
How big of an area would it cover?
No, hold on.
Have somebody throw a flask of oil and then throw it.
Looks, I'm going to say a 5-foot square area.
Yeah, too small.
Yeah.
You have something bigger?
Well, not really. No, too dangerous. City won't let me make it.
Oh.
You know, you probably, and he closes the case back up to the side, and it's like, it's a little less effective, but you'd probably be better off with just a little normal flask of oil. Well, you can get that over at any normal stand in the market, you know, it costs you about 1 silver for a pint of oil, and you don't have to worry about it blowing up in your pocket.
I guess we could do that.
Yeah, because if we do that from one of us to try another, it's fireball. Maybe that's the turn.
Well, I mean, we could even just rip off a bit of cloth and light that on fire and just.
Graham is making Molotov cocktails.
I'm making Molotov cocktails, yeah.
So, yeah, that'd be fine.
Well, and since you usually are walking around with a burning light source, because you're a human,
Yeah. No, I have the light. Either. I have the light spell. I don't know if that creates.
That's not flame.
Yeah, no, no flame at all.
If you're using a light spell, if you're using a torch,
that I can insult the oil, and maybe that'll make it get mad and angry and hot. I don't know. I just sorry, I'm just lame.
Salt a rock while you're at it.
I know, right? Like.
Salt this one. See what happens.
No. That one will rip off my face. I'm not going to do anything to that rock. Should we try talking to the rock? I mean, we can try, or...
Up to you.
Talking to the rock.
The gemstone.
Oh, rock. That rock.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, maybe not. I mean, oil, I think, would be a great idea. I think if we just throw a bunch of oil at him and somebody shoots, like, a fire spell, I think that'd be perfect.
Yeah.
You know, I can try to make that guy, the big guy, laugh again, but I can also do some other things now as well. So, I got a little expanded repertoire.
Okay. So,
is she going to go try and buy normal oil?
Yeah.
Anything that anyone has to buy the alchemist?
I think so, yeah. I'm not going to bring up anything else with this guy.
You head down to the general market stall. There's this young woman there. It's like, oh, yes, so what can I help you with?
Oil?
Oil. Cooking or burning?
Burning.
All right, nice this morning. Look your name in here. How much do you want?
Couple pints.
Pints? Well, I have it in these flasks. What kind of a containment should be wanting? Because she pulls out like
a
flask that's like it's soft flask. You know, like a water skin.
Yeah.
It's like we set it by the pint here.
Do you have it in glass container?
Glass! Oh my goodness, that costs more than the oil itself.
Yeah, I know, right? Let us describe what we're doing. We're going to
throw it over to our friend.
Yes. Yeah.
Hold on a moment. Puts that back up. Goes back in. You hear clank, clank, crack. She comes out carrying this keg. It's like 3 gallons.
That covers a large.
That's a lot of oil.
That's a lot of oil.
Well, you seem to be wanting to burn something.
Yeah.
We can roll it down the hallway or even just...
Roll it down the hallway and I'll smash it.
We can have the lady do darkness. She can run down there and place it down there and then we can wait till they come in and just blow it up. Or...
The rodents that we're trying to kill, yes.
Rodents, you say? Yes.
They're what it, rodent, R-O-U's, rodents of unusual size. Mm-hmm. R-O-U-S's, yeah.
So there, yes, 3 gallons of oil. Run you 24 silver.
That's reasonable.
Look at me, I'm broke. I can't. You might as well have looked at a street urchin to buy this. I'm a dirty, decrepit street urchin right here.
That just got paid in platinum.
Silver pieces.
Well, yeah, but I've been buying all kinds of crap. I have like 6 gold. That's how much gold I have to my name. 6 gold.
How much is that in silver?
How much gold do you have, huh? 30 Let's gold. See. 1,000 something gold. Yeah.
170.
There you go.
She pulls out three more of them.
And your
flask
mob has over 1,000.
Fair deal.
Fair enough.
She's less than me, actually.
And it's pretty heavy. It's 24 pounds.
Yeah, I don't doubt that. So someone else want to carry this?
Well, I can't carry anything. I'm 4 pounds away from being numbered. You're asking the wrong fellow. I've got a shovel on my back.
Grim's like walking around.
Yeah, I'm literally like, oh my god, my back hurts so bad, you know? Grim is not.
Right. So.
We need Magthrum for this.
So much for your dexterity.
I know. Yeah. Gosh. I have a 45-pound armor on right now. That's heavy.
That thing's almost as big as I am, so.
Yeah. It's going to be a while until I can afford more armor. It's something, like, super expensive.
We also have horses.
Super expensive for armor.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it's going to be a while until I can afford half plate. It's going to be a long while. Your mom could buy me half plate if she wanted to right now.
You owe her a lot of money.
Well, can you use heavy?
So.
That's heavy.
I'm already in deep.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I was medium. I didn't think bards could use heavy armor.
No. Heavy. Half plate. Excuse me. Half plate, not full plate. It's I don't. Maybe I have the wrong name. I was just looking at it there. Half plate. It's 40 pounds. Yeah, I literally have the heaviest medium armor right now. And that's why it gives me stealth disadvantage. Even like a breastplate, which is 20 pounds, is still 400 gold. I mean, that's way outside my means. And even then, that's the same AC I'm wearing right now, but it's just not noisy.
Yeah.
And I can live with the noise. But anything else we... You bought that oil, right? Did you, or...
I paid for it.
He paid for you.
I just can't carry it.
I'll carry it.
God, I was playing one game once where the DM was so picky about saying what your character did. It was like you made a deal at the shop, but if you didn't say you actually took the coins off the counter...
You just left the money, like...
Keep them, then you left the money.
Yeah.
Like, no. I'm not going to be that pedantic about exactly what my character does or wipes his butt, you know.
So it's a 3-gallon
My character breathes in.
3 flasks.
Yeah, 6 seconds. He breathes out, you know. I'm sorry, I can't carry the oil.
How much
would that weigh? 26 pounds.
So, yeah, I suppose after the day is done, we will head to an inn and kind
I told her we're wrapping up and Destiny's coming back to pick you up.
Made in black, yeah.
Ooh. I can afford studded leather.
You can be a stud, huh?
So, I do need to do that and get some studded leather. If at all possible.
What was that?
I need to get some studded leather.
Why didn't you just ask me before I sold my... Oh, wait, it's
because
a different
it's
size. It's not going to fit you at all, man. Never mind.
It would have cost less to refit it than buy a new suit.
Oh, that's true. We could have refitted it for you. I got 15 gold for that.
Take
sorry.
A piece of scissors.
Yeah, that guy ripped me off.